Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, welcome one and all. Well, my friends, we meet again as we are going right into the fall. This is our epic episode 176 tonight with the theme, the Israel-Hamas War. Today's start date of October 12th, 2023. So I tell you, each week on the radio, we are a world at war. I would love to tell you otherwise, but that would not be true. I am Von Wiehunt, the barbarian on the airwaves, the dramatic warlord, if you will. This is cult radio like no other. The torch has been passed. I am your Generation X host, who has no illusions about the past, present, or future of the United States of America. The gauntlet has been thrown down, and we are here on the show as the entire country has been warned repeatedly. And what happens now? Well, I say let the chips fall where they may. You have entered the radio octagon. It is still not late enough for you to leave the show, to turn the dial, to run and hide, to duck and cover. Wherever you are, they promised you that tomorrow, Friday the 13th, global jihad will be all over the world, including America, where all Arabs of the world are to unite and to, at the midnight witching hour, after this show, they are to start their mayhem. We hope that doesn't happen, but our studio, as we broadcast from Valhalla Studios in the mountains of Arizona, surrounded by our commando force, machine guns are drawn. We have booby traps out there. Lights are on. The floodlights, the flares, even our Tiger tanks, fully armored, are ready to go. We've called in the German SS reinforcements. Sounds a lot like this tonight.
Wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
Now, I guarantee you we will get into the nitty-gritty of the Israel-Hamas war. Unbelievable carnage out there. The videos, I'm sure many of you have seen them time and time again. As I've told you repeatedly on this show, as we broadcast all over the nation, well into 28 countries, that war will be a constant in our lives for the entire 21st century, which is gearing up to be even bloodier in the 20th century with two world wars. Welcome to our very powerful show tonight. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, fame bring sickness, disease, famine, and pestilence following the world war. International bank study using 150 years of banking data shows that the mega banks, like the big four in the U.S., are going to be producing financial instability. And they predict, the banks themselves, that there could be a more severe economic crisis which looms around the corner. Now, before we get into the battlefield tech and specs, we talked about this on past shows, about the coming economic crisis, possible global depression, and you need to get prepared, and you know what to do. We have a great website for those of you called SurviveMax.com who want to get some gear, check prices all over the internet. But SurviveMax.com is there to help you as well. Yeah, definitely get prepared, because we could see gas prices go from, oh, they range anywhere. If you're in California, $6-7 a gallon. Definitely the high fives. If you're in the Midwest, probably the low fours. Out here in Phoenix, still $4.50 to $5.50. Depends on where you gas up and the range and all that. But gas could go to $8-10 a gallon nationwide, as they will definitely be attacking the oil lanes with this Israel-Hamas war. I would fully expect that in this winter. The winter heating oil, for those in the Northeast where we have many listeners, might be going through the roof as well. Jet fuel, buying an airplane ticket to zip around the country, might also affect you. And that's just part of the economic fallout of this war. The Israel-Hamas war has started due to our terrible, terrible leadership in the White House. Democrat Biden is weak and gutless. It's another Democrat war, as the American taxpayer is funding both sides of it. Don't forget, we released $6 billion to Iran under the guise of humanitarian aid. They went right out and bought weapons and rockets and AK-47s and paragliders for their Hamas Air Force now. And by the way, the paraglider force, the commando force, has been still flying over the Israeli and Lebanese border into Israel. It's amazing. Well, I'll tell you this, and I put nothing behind the White House, nothing past them. The war surely has gotten Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family out of the headlines in the news cycle. Sure has. They were being hammered by even the mainstream press, the alternative press, alt-right this and that, about pedophilia, crime, all alleged, of course, kickbacks from Ukraine, all kinds of allegations, right? And now, looks like all that's been put on hold, because now the media and the American public has been trained to shift your attention to little precious Israel yet again. Well, that's going on. I have friends of mine that are, you know, they're working out, they're getting ready for the apocalypse and World War III. Maybe a few are in militias, but I'm not sure about that. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Well, a few of these guys, they've had military recruiters now go to the gyms here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, trying to get young people, or millennials mainly, to sign up on the dotted line, Generation Z. If they see you're fit, these guys are walking in and they're complaining that nobody wants to sign up for the military. Or even now they're going to your local gym here in the Phoenix Scottsdale. I'm sure it's happening nationwide. And they can't sign people up, because everyone knows if you sign that piece of paper, guess what? Guess what, amigo? You're going to be in the next Middle East war. It's going to happen. Because our military industrial complex and the elites on both sides desperately want that war. And they want the kickbacks from that war. They don't care about the body bags coming back as we do. They don't care about the loss of blood and treasure as we do in the heartland of the country. Well, these recruiters are reportedly promising 30 to 40 grand sign-on bonuses if you enlist. Well, good luck spending it, kid. Money goes fast with the Biden inflation. 30, 40 grand ain't really what it used to be. In real dollars, well, it's probably 10 to 15 grand now in real dollar terms. Another Democrat war in the making, with Americans being killed, captured, and in the crossfire yet again. Remember always the Democrat policy of America last and no sympathy given as they assume the risk. You know, we have a lot of these dual citizenship congressional and senator people up there, these interlopers, I call them. Why aren't they rushing to Tel Aviv and flying into Israel to protect the sovereignty of Israel? If you're a congressman or a senator and you've got a dual citizenship with Israel, well, it should be treason if you don't vacate your position and go over to Israel and stay on the front effing lines. That's how I look at it. Where are those guys? And by the way, they want your children to go shed their blood, their goyim blood, right, for Israel. They're already talking about it. I've already had two friends of mine see military recruiters at gyms trying to sign people up on a clipboard. Sign right here. We'll email you the packet of information. Yada, yada. They want your blood for future wars. I say the sons and daughters of the congressmen, congresswomen, those feminists, and the senators, our Roman senators, their kids should fight on the front lines and not just be on some fancy board with Burisma Energy in Ukraine. Let them fight the next war. Hey, you. This isn't our fight. I'm an America first guy. I am not a Ukraine first guy. I am not an Israel first guy. I am not. I have no dog in this fight. As far as I'm concerned, Israel and Hamas will kill each other, and they probably should. That's a blood feud, a blood libel. It's been there since the time of Jesus when he walked the earth. And before that, it's a blood feud. The roots of the Middle East are soaked in blood. It's not our fight. And our tax dollars should not be there to bail out Israel or anybody, or money be given to Iran. I'm like Switzerland more and more. I say these countries can fight their damn effing wars themselves. If they want to fight America, if they want to fight the national, okay, that's a different fight. Then I'm in. But I don't believe in, if I had a son or a daughter, I surely wouldn't tell them to go fight for Israel or Palestine or any of that motley crew, that rotted bunch over there. Hell no. Now, while this is going on, just so you know, Russia has brought in 3 to 4 million communist Chinese and North Korean troops very quietly, mind you. Barely got to any airplay. But I have friends over there, and they're on the trains, and they're on their way to the Ukrainian battlefield. While everyone's looking at Israel, they've got your neck turned that way. Russia is bringing in 3 to 4 million communist Chinese, and they'll pay for them with Russian oil, of course, to the CCP. Well, there's a lot going on. I'm so glad everyone's here tonight. This is going to be a big show. I can already tell my phone and emails have been blowing up all week long with this Israel-Hamas war. It's here, folks. This isn't just your typical Gaza Strip border skirmish. I think this war could be a lot bigger. It could spiral out of control, and we'll get into all the specs of it during the show, I guarantee it. That's right. Well, we will go over the stats of the show right now. It's been an amazing week or so. And we've always had an international audience on my show when I first broadcasted back in the day at KFNX 1100 AM here in Phoenix, Arizona. We used to have the same show entitled The Von Lehen Show. Well, even back then, we had callers from overseas, UK, Europe, Canada, even a few from Asia. Right now, the stats are we used to be always in the 90 percentile for America. We have dropped because of more international people want to know what America is thinking and doing. Almost 12% of our entire audience now is international, not domestic United States. That's a big, big change right there of over 2 points. United States listenership is 87.86%. It was always over 92 or 91 for the last several years. South Korea is number two at 4.83%. That's our U.S. bases there and probably a few CIA substations that are listening in. Thailand is number three at 2.74%. That's American and British expats. We salute you all. And maybe we'll broadcast live one of these days from Thailand. Who knows? Or South Korea. Canada, you're number four at 2.52% and growing strong. And mighty Germany, the fatherland, is 0.32%. Danke schön, mein Kameraden. So glad you can make it tonight. Welcome to Berlin. Yes, yes, it's amazing. The stats are out there, and we're growing by leaps and bounds. Well, a lot of you have heard the term false flag. I'm going to define it for you on the show. We have a lot of people who are new listeners. They're being, red-pilled and things like that, and they're just getting some basic information. They've sort of woken up from their COVID slumber. America needs to get back to work and start making some money again, or you're going to get kicked out and thrown in the street. They say over half this country is technically broke. I believe it. Get back to work. And remember, if you don't have anything, your labor is your wealth, your labor. And not laboring means you're on the couch eating bonbons, getting fat, getting diabetes, which you don't want. Get out there, work, and be active. You'll feel better. You'll look better. You'll make more money. And you'll be happier in life. Just telling you. Just telling you, man. You do what you want, but I'm telling you straight. Well, a false flag attack is a horrific staged event blamed on a political enemy and used as a pretext to start a war or enact draconian laws in the name of national security. Where have you heard that before, right? And they will never make, in my view, another movie like that hilarious movie back in the day called Tropic Thunder, because it revealed the method. Remember in the movie they were showing the British crazy, boozy, drugged out British movie director talking about getting the great shot and the live shot and the napalm shot? Well, we saw that this week with the CNN anchor. Have you seen these Twitter videos? Have you seen the one I posted on Gab, or maybe you saw it on Twitter, whereby the CNN female anchor was coached by a British TV movie director to look scared while the bombs were going off in the background? They had it all staged. And he goes, "No one knows, but the bombs are 6 miles away. But we'll zoom in. We'll make it look like they're right over your head." He goes, "Look scared, but don't overdo it, darling. Cheers." Yeah, just like that. Just like that. Hilarious. You want to find that, you can go to my Gab page under the Von Lehen Show. Well, unfortunately, we have many conservatives in America who don't know the truth about the Middle East, and they blindly follow Israel and their Jewish masters in Washington, D.C., also known as ZOG, which is Zionist-occupied government. Now, I have always said that Israel has a right to exist, and they do. By UN Charter in 1948, they were established as a nation. We have Jews now leaving New York for the first time, flying back to their nation, their Jewish state, which is Israel, to protect it. And that they should have been there all along. Had they been there and not been spread out all over the world, maybe they wouldn't have had so many Hamas attacks and minor victories and skirmishes. Okay, capiche? If they had Jews in New York, in New Jersey mainly, and all over the world living in Israel, their state, instead of being spread out all over the world, they might have blunted or deflected this Hamas invasion much better. Because a lot of Jewish men are all over the world because they view the world as their oyster. I get it. They want to be international, yet they still want their precious Jewish state. It's kind of hard to have it both ways, boys. But last week, I mentioned to you, and the show's theme was entitled The October Surprise. Wow. Did I nail that or what? I told you something big was brewing. I told you I had a vision, premonition, a gut instinct that something big was going to happen. I put down the show about a day and a half later, the Hamas invasion of Israel. Pretty amazing. Well, many of you are traveling. You got plans for the fall, things of that nature. If you're traveling in the fall, take the Von Weekend Show with you. You can always go to the worldwide internet and Blog Talk Radio to get the podcast, download it. Some of you even remember me back in the outlaw days of KFNX Radio here in Phoenix, Arizona. To the fans of the show, to even the stalkers and the trolls, to the foreign intelligence agencies and the political agencies who we know are listening in. You all help make the show what it is, great pirate radio with no censor. Think of this show as, well, radio jiu-jitsu, radio judo, if you will, where we invoke the art of war. Sun Tzu says, all warfare is based on deception. Think of that. We are a world at war. And we all know the Mossad motto, thou shalt make war by deception, or by deception thou shalt make war, depending on your translation. Was this a war of deception? Well, I'll say this, that the Gaza border with Israel, just in a nutshell, is the most heavily surveilled, fortified border in the world. I believe Biden wanted this war to deflect off his criminal family and Hunter Biden. They were getting hammered in the press. And a war is a perfect avenue to do that. And they knew Ukraine was under much more scrutiny, maybe even drying up. Now they got a new war. They shifted gears from Ukraine to Israel to get more cash. You just know that the spending bills this week and next in Congress will zip through, and anybody who doesn't vote for it will be labeled, you're an anti-Semite if you don't vote for the war bill and the aid to Israel, because Israel gives money. They cut checks to our politicians, left and right. And the right in our country has been controlled opposition for quite some time. We all know that's why, and so is the left. They're controlled on the left as well. That's why I've always said we're the third independent party funded by the people. Maybe even one or two, you know. Well, getting back to the Israeli-Gaza border fence, and this will be a longer monologue tonight, too, so strap yourselves in. Put your crash helmet on. The IDF soldiers have said many times before that they know even if a kitty cat is on that border or walking the fence on a catwalk, literally, they know everything going on. They have surveillance, human intelligence, spies on the ground, listening devices, everywhere. There is no way Hamas trained the Hamas Air Force with paragliders flying around Gaza, and the Mossad and the Israeli government did not know about it. There is no way that arms shipments came in without Israel and Mossad and our CIA knowing about it. And they let it happen because they need a new war to shift gears, to change your, to have a new distraction. And that's what this war is. Are people getting killed? Yes, real people are getting killed, in my view. Definitely are. They're not all crisis actors. No, I think some are. I've already seen evidence of some film crews out there coaching people who were not injured with fake blood. That's already made a Twitter. Sorry, guys. It's already leaked out. But on the whole, there are going to be a lot of dead people. But again, these governments don't care. They're satanic. They're demonic. They don't care. Well, all that's going on, they'll get this. Well, that Israeli border, in other words, there's no way that they did not know. The Mossad knew, and they allowed the war to happen naturally. In the UK, there's a English hotel owner between London and Bristol. MI6 is probably going to listen to this part of my show about the recent influx of refugees and military hardware that's being sent all over the United Kingdom. While they're having high tea and eating crumpets, all kinds of crates of military hardware being brought into the United Kingdom, especially into the London, England countryside, my dear man. Oh, yes. The refugee, the hotel owner says, in his hotel are very violent, and they get angry very fast from the third world. He said, quote, they are not normal people. And he said they are soldiers, UN soldiers, because they told him that. Also, crates have arrived at his hotel in England. Crate one was a box with AK-47 machine guns and ammo. And crate two, there were hand grenades found in that. And other crates came as well, laden with arms. The hotel owner in England said, you could start a war with what I was looking at and take over all the villages in this area. His words, not mine. Interesting. Well, Israel, in my view, wants a larger war. Don't believe this crap that they it was a surprise attack and they were caught off guard. And Mossad is never surprised by Hamas. They already know what's going down. But Israel told Hezbollah and Iran that the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, will destroy Damascus, target Syrian President Assad. If Hezbollah joins the war and joins on the Gaza Strip, we have two aircraft carrier strike groups near Israel. The Gerald R. Ford is already docked there, a sitting duck for terrorist attack, in my view. Unbelievable. I believe the Hamas-Israeli war was allowed to happen, and in that sense, it's a false flag attack. It's designed, in my view, to wipe Gaza off the frickin' map. Very clever and very devious of the state of Israel now, isn't it? They want to grab that land and war and get all the Palestinians out. There could be a genocide there, a real genocide of the Palestinians. Ah, yes. No one's talking much about that now, are they? But they needed something big to go in there and clean house and get rid. And they don't care if they kill all 2.3 million people there in the Gaza Strip. As far as I'm concerned, they said earlier today, we don't care. There aren't the Israeli defense spokesman said, there are no rules in our war with Hamas. No rules. There will be no tribunals. There will be no war crimes. Our soldiers are protected. And again, if you don't like it, you're an anti-Semite. And they'll point their little finger in your face. Yet again. A false flag attack is to be used to gain international goodwill, money, assistance, sympathy, treasure, and even blood, if need be, from our American troops. Yes, our greatest ally in the Middle East, our most cherished ally, is what our politicians say. Yet being spat on by a Jew is a type of blessing, they would say, if you're a Christian missionary in the Holy Lands. Why, you should thank them for spitting on you. And they were spit on a week before this. Like being able to pay massive taxes to their banking institution. And having the wonderful privilege of dying in battle to protect the Israeli land and their wealth, not your wealth. I'm an America first guy. What you hear out of me is simply, I'm America first. I don't like to see our blood and treasure being spent and squandered for other nations. I don't care what the nation is, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's, which is really the Greater Israel Project 2.0, or Israel, or Peru, or Portugal, or maybe Morocco, maybe China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, wanted us to help them out when they were invaded by the Chinese, or they were taken over and given back by the British. They were in the streets crying, where's the 101st Airborne Division? Well, I say, screw you. They wouldn't come to our aid. I don't care who these people are. I've been very clear about that. I'm an America First radio show. If you want to help out Israel, fine. Donate your money and donate your blood, but don't call my show and don't bitch at us. And if you feel that strong, then you send your son and daughter over there. You send your son and daughter to Ukraine. Send them to get shot up in the meat grinder. You send them over. Don't ask for the kids in the heartland or their families and their offspring to go over and die for another Democrat war or just so some politician doesn't have to send his son or daughter. They want the poor to fight the wars, and especially the poor from the south of the United States. And that's just what they think, and they think you're all too stupid to figure it out. Well, that's why there's the Von Weekend Show, because I'll be more than happy to tell you what's really going on. And on my show, we really know what's going on. And we have a right and a duty, above all, a duty to tell you. While you're working, I'm working. And the United States is funding and arming and supporting both sides of the Israel-Hamas conflict and war, according to former CIA analysts. It's true. You know, the trouble is, to be blunt, there's so many Jews. They're all over the world, but they're in official places in government that no country can really say anything or can say no to funding, that because they hold the purse strings of many nations, to be honest. Economics 101. Who are you not allowed to criticize? Who are you not allowed to say anything about? Think about it. And if you do, well, they'll call you names. They'll drag your name to the mud, to the press. If you're a radio show, they'll try to interrupt your program with electronic harassment, which might happen tonight. They'll try to, they'll let you talk, but they'll try to make it where you can't be really heard, if you know what I mean. That's just how they operate. We know. We know. Well, need to pray and prep and lock and load, because Satan isn't going down without the fight of our lives. There is some, I told you before, we're going to see amazing, amazing things that are coming down the pike. You're just going to see them, and this is just the start of some really big, big stuff. And there's a lot more shoes to drop, I guarantee it. If you think you've seen everything, you haven't. We're going to be in a rude awakening, I think, very soon in this country. As I said, Satan isn't going down without the fight of our lives. And just remember this, that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Our resistance to this stuff is obedience to God. And I'll tell you what your host is doing. Some of you have inquired. I'm doing my preps every week. I went on an ammo run a few weeks ago, just so you know. Or 223 and 45 caliber sweet sweeper type ammo. I'm not fucking around. When they come, and they will, and I've told you this before, they have it all planned. You need to be ready because these things could blow up, and we hope they never do. I am not one that I believe I am the reluctant warrior on some fronts. But I will say this, and you can mark these words down. If you're going to fight, like my dad used to say, then you fucking fight. Otherwise, get the F out of the octagon, get the F out of the ring, and don't even go there unless you're ready and willing mentally, physically, and spiritually to fight. And most Americans pussyfoot around. But I believe they're about to get a big education. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot of nefarious people out there and nefarious forces that want these things to go down. They have a lot of power and a lot of money. They've been thwarted, but I think they think war is going to be their avenue. Now, getting back to Israel, mighty, little, precious Israel. Remember this, they only like us when we have blood and money to give them. Otherwise, they spit at your feet. Fear in Jerusalem and the Holy Lands. Not all of them, not all. And by the way, Israel has a right to defend itself, and they do, and they did. But what's stupid about them is for a country that talks a big game, those kibbutzes were barely armed. So what Israel does is they put these people out there, their Jewish settlers, out there on the fringe of their land, and then when a war breaks out, they're first to get hit, and there's not many always IDF soldiers there, and a lot of them are undefended, so Hamas can just go in there and butcher people. And I saw one video where they killed a beautiful dog coming up to them on Twitter that was wagging its tail, by the way. They kill your pets, and there's barbarity in war. I'm not on either side, just so you know. I'm on neither side. But I will say that if you're Israel, they don't have a Second Amendment over there. They don't have the right to bear arms. And they didn't even, a lot of those people got butchered. They had no weapons at all. And that's what they want. That's the globalist political fantasy for America, is to disarm you and then, like in those Twitter videos, send in goons, Hamas, whoever, UN soldiers to knock on your door. And if no one's there, they burn the house down. If you're there, they'll kill you, then burn the house down. And Americans have never lived like that. They are going to freak out in this nation, I've told you. And when it finally hits the fan, they are going to be going berserk. And that's another reason, another layer, if you will, a mentality that's out there why you need weapons, just to protect yourself from the berserk Americans who are going to be panicking. And they're going to say, nobody ever told me. Nobody ever told me. I mean, crying the blues. And you're going to say, well, I knew what was going on. I listened to the Von Wehen show for a decade, and you haven't, so screw you, and walk right past. They'll say, who the hell is Von Wehen? Who the hell is this guy? Well, whoever. There's a lot of news sites that say the same thing or similar. I've always said we're often imitated and never duplicated completely, so they try. Our trade, our manufacturing is all tied to our mighty petrodollar, which is in, well, it's in disarray. You have the BRICS nations, this economic supernova, as I call it, no one's calling it that. You'll now hear that all over the news outlets. Economic supernova. You heard it here first on the Von Wehen show. That's what they want. because they know they can't get to Americans unless they get you economically. They know that's where even the CCP came out last week and said, we know that's what's going to make Americans squeal. They don't. Americans will put up with high gas prices. They'll bitch about it. They won't do much. They'll bitch about the border, and no one's going to go out there and really do anything. I don't see any Texas militias out there. Though there are a few who have tried. The problem is, they're going to have lots of legal problems, and I know that's a big headache too. Don't get me wrong. The problem is they've got us in a vice, and if you do anything in the real world, they want to stick the legal teams on you, right? They want to arrest you and run you through the meat grinder there of our legal so-called system. Well, we are poised to lose any major war, just so you know. I'll tell you very soberly, because our leaders are stupid, inept, incompetent, every single one of them, across the board. I'm not even sure Donald Trump's a complete exception to that, because he has such huge ties to Israel. He can't see the forest for the trees. You cannot and you should not be a congressman or senator in my country with dual citizenship to any nation, and especially Israel. Yes, I said that, especially Israel, because at job interviews, they only hire other Jews. If you're a Gentile, you don't get the job. If you're Mr. Goldstein, you're hired. You could be a terrible, you're still hired. Mr. Bloomberg, you get hired. That's how they run. And before you know it, they only hire other Jews as bureaucrats in these little teams. And before you know it, they're all in the bureaucracy of banking, finance, and government, and Hollywood. It's sad, really, that we've allowed this to happen. This is how empires end, my friends. What you're seeing is what we're all seeing is I look at America, I see the controlled demolition of this once great, vibrant Christian nation. Not Judeo-Christian. You heard me right, Christian nation. Again, the Middle East, it's a blood libel, a blood feud. They've been fighting over there for a millennia. It's actually biblical. And there will never be any peace in the meetings. You heard me. There will never be any peace. There's just too much blood libel and blood feud on both sides. The real estate prices are going to drop like a bomb in Gaza. That's a joke. They're going to drop like a phosphorus bomb. That's terrible, though. Well, we all see this ferocious and horrifying situation that now exists, and some people are for one side or the other. Look, I don't like to see innocent women and children get killed or blown up on either side. I really, really don't. But unfortunately, in war and pets, you know, on both sides, I love animals, and I love animals more than people in many cases, because they're defenseless and they are of pure heart, where people are not of pure heart. That's why I love dogs. In my opinion, if you don't love dogs, then I suspect you if you're up to something. Well, the elites in America want our nation to look like Gaza, like the Gaza Strip in the future. They want to pulverize our population, and then they can usher in their great reset, their digital Fed currency, and finally impose their draconian New World Order and expand their police state. That's what they want. The Biden family, they just lucked out. Now, didn't they? A war in Israel should distract very nicely for the public's discovery of their alleged criminal acts is still out there. But the war starts just in time to distract the people, just like, well, it's like a Hollywood movie production. Right on cue. Lights, camera, action. I called it Tropic Thunder 2.0, the Desert War on Gab. Now, at the same time, we have the rampant immigration into America of people we don't know. There are cells here. In my view, there are terror cells here. We had a, I told you on the last show, and I will reiterate this briefly, that there was a couple of Uber drivers that said they're bringing people over. One was in Texas, and he had a UN identification card. He told the Uber driver, I am a UN soldier. I am told to sit here and hang out until I await my orders. And they put $2,200 a month. They wire it over on my debit card with this security code. Told them everything. Yeah. Unreal. They want, again, they want death and destruction in this nation. And, you know, it's just one thing after the other. This is a false flag operation, in my view. Mossad definitely knew about it. They're going to call it a holy war to usher in one world government. They're going to try to anyway. It's an attempt to expand the war. When you see Israel shoot at the Damascus airport twice and fired at Jordan and fire at other nations, trying to get them to fire back, which then they can retaliate even more with American carriers. They can expand the war if they retaliate. They've got them in kind of a pincer vise. So this is what's really going on. And an IDF soldier, 25 years in the Israeli army, in the intelligence, said there is no way in hell that Israel did not know what's coming. Yeah, they want, and of course, Israel is one of the strongest armies in the world. There was also some talk about some of their units had a mutiny last week or so. They didn't want to fight. Very strange what's happening, my friends. Lock and load and be careful out there. Keep your wits about you. Do your preps. Do it. Fortify your home and your castle. We are going to see incredible, incredible news. And you know it, and I know it.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
And now I thought you'd like to hear some Full Metal Jacket.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Right, Colonel?
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together, or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question, or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
But how about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
Yeah, if you're for no war in the Middle East, you want that peace craze to continue. Well, you've come to the right place. We will talk about all of it tonight. Welcome to our great show, the greatest show on planet Earth. It's time to kick it off.
Oh, yeah.
Barracuda, baby. Love that. A little bit of heart there. Well, Hamas happened to slip by the most advanced surveillance system and the tightest RAN border in the entire world, right? That's the media narrative, which I love to dissect, chop up, and feed to my sharks. Well, if you believe that, then you, well, I've got some great swampland in Florida to sell you. How about those apples? We are surrounded by evil. We all know that to be true. We fight against the principalities and the dark demonic powers of this world. With that, let's get to the gunslinger in Texas on the front lines. Gunslinger, welcome to the show tonight, sir. How are you doing? Are you there? Is the gunslinger there? Going once? Going twice? I guess gunslinger's taking a nap. Is EMP there?
Hello, Vaughn.
Hey, EMP, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Most people.
Crazy world, huh?
Crazy world. Most people, these barbarians, these people that are attacking Israel. That most people don't understand that this is basically a dispute over a land deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that land, that West Bank land, that should be Israel's land.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all there is to it. You know, I mean, God gave it to Israel. It's Israel's land. All right, so there you go. You know, and they need to eliminate Hamas and be done with it. I mean, look,
good luck. Good luck with that.
All the deals they've tried to make with like the PLO and all the stuff that the PLO. Oh, we're going to give you this, this, and this. At one point, they tried to give, you know, Arafat everything he wanted, and he didn't accept it. He did
mm-hmm.
not accept it because he wanted war. He wanted the
right.
battle. He wanted to ever say, I'm going to, you know, we know what the goal for these people are, is the elimination of Israel from being a country,
mm-hmm.
from being a thing, from being... from having Jerusalem as its capital. It pissed them off that Trump said that Israel is the capital of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. I'm sorry. But Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, even though historically and biblically, it's been the case that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, right? That cannot be argued. And historically, Palestine did not exist until in 75 AD or 65 AD, whenever the Romans came and invaded to put down a thing in Israel that was happening, and they had the control of what they call the cartographers or the map makers. Oh, we're going to put down this thing in Israel. We don't like this happening in Israel. We don't like Israel. So we're going to go ahead and change the name of the country to Palestine, and then When in 1948, I'm giving people the history now, Vaughn. In 1948, okay, when the United Nations recognized Israel as a nation again, that's when it all really got kicked off because that's what they didn't want to hear, because there's a lot of anti-Semitism still in the world. You know,
well, and rightly so. And some people would argue this. Look, I'm for, I've always said this, been very, very clear. Israel has a right to exist. UN Charter 1948, and they took that land that wasn't really theirs, to be honest. It was called Palestine, and it wasn't really a nation. It was an area called Palestine. I mean, people will doctor it up and say, but there wasn't really a nation. I mean, there weren't embassies there. There wasn't really – it was just desert Bedouin tribes. And really, the other Arabs, the Egyptians, Jordans, and people like that, the Jordanians, and they never really claimed the Palestinians. They do now because they are Arab brothers. But my thing is to Israel is this is the land that you wanted. Now, you can go back to the Balfour Agreement in World War II and all that. But my thing is they wanted this land, the Holy Land. And they knew before they went there that you're surrounded by enemies. You're surrounded by enemies. Everybody wants, they don't want the Israeli Jews there. The Arabs were very, very clear about that. They already had many Arab-Israeli wars, nothing new. And, you know, so they put themselves in a hot spot. They didn't pick, you know, at one point the Third Reich wanted to put the Jews off the coast of Africa in Madagascar. By the way, surrounded by an ocean, they would have been a lot better off in Madagascar. But no, the Jews wanted that Palestine, and the British helped them get it, and the Americans helped them get it. And then 3 years after World War II, that war was fought. The war fell in the Allies' favor, and they rewarded Israel and their international bankers for basically – supplying the Allies with much-needed cash and capital and credit to buy their war machine. And the trade-off was you get a country now. We're going to make it official and legal. That's just the basic simplicity of it. There's nuances to it, but that's the basic thing. People will argue that, but the war was fought mainly to give Israel a country. And if you look at the diaries of Churchill and the Parliament, they brought the Jews up and the banks up a lot in their internal correspondence. And that was part. That was the deal. We're going to fight the war.
Right.
When we win, we're going to carve up Europe. And part of the deal was to carve up the spoils of war. And Palestine was one of the spoils of war. And they carved it up. So I told you all this before. Every 100 years, the borders change all over the world. And they're going to change again. You mark my word. They don't stay the same. They don't stay static. Borders change, and they change mainly through war. You know, we're seeing a war now. So I think Israel is going to take half of Gaza and take the free land, bulldoze it, and build more Jewish settlements there. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. It's what they do, you know?
That's what, see, this is when they did that whole thing, when these people parachuted into the – they attacked Israel, all right? They parachuted into that music festival, whatever it was, and did what they did there and raped people and did all that stuff. They attacked Israel, and I've always thought this, that land, that Palestine or whatever it's called, belongs to Israel. Israel should go in there and basically treat that thing like Dresden and burn it to the ground, you know, firebomb it and do all this stuff, which probably they're doing right now, but, and then go in there and go from house to house, burned out house to burned out house to take that land and kick these people out because they keep attacking them. Why are you going to have people that are going to, why do you have people that are going to attack you right there on your border?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean.
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But Israel chose that piece of land. That's what they wanted. And you're right. That's the bottom line. They're going to probably genocide the Palestinians, and they'll say, oops, happened a war. And you're right. That's what they'll probably, in the world's going to clap like seals and say how wonderful you are. And look, Israel's been trying to expand the Golan Heights, for example, which is, you know, between, I believe, Jordan and Israel. They took that in the war. They expanded since they became a state they've expanded since 1948 many times. The lines have changed. They've gobbled up more and more and more and more of that desert. And now they figure Gaza is an easy one to take out. And look, I'm very objective in war. I don't blame the Israelis for defending themselves in their kibbutzes and all that. I don't. And I also don't blame the Palestinians for defending their homeland. But what I'm saying is much deeper down the rabbit hole. I believe Israel allowed the attack to happen. There's no way I believe that media narrative that they didn't know what was going to happen. Come on. You've got the Gaza Strip, most surveilled land in the world. You're telling me that, not you, but people are telling me that they did not see paragliders train in Gaza for years. It's really 5 years ago they were training up until now. Come on. Mossad would have known that. They would have investigated that and probably bombed the paraglide little airport that they had built to train Hamas fighters. They knew they were there, and they wanted the war to get that land. They have to have a pretext for grabbing the land. It's like Maui, Lahaina. I'll switch to Maui for a second here. They burned them out, and there's a lot of speculation about Hawaii, and they wanted that Maui land. And they burn the people out. They still can't find, my God, 2,000 children. God knows where they are. No bones, no nothing, no. Just gone. Again, another weird thing. A lot of weird things are happening. Go ahead.
Yeah, they don't care where those kids are. They don't care. As long as
That's
nobody's
right.
on that land and they can do whatever they want with it and they can buy it at dirt cheap prices. They don't care where those kids are.
And that's what they wanted. Literally a fire sale price. They're getting a fire. And those rich people, Oprah owns a lot of Maui. They didn't tell you that. And Jeff Bezos, the billionaire of Amazon, they own a lot of that island already. And their front organizations, allegedly, are calling people up saying, hey, we'll buy your home. We'll buy the charter remains. They want the land. And Oprah's buying it up like crazy. They show the list of properties that Oprah has bought the last 2 or 3 years before the fire. It's a lot.
Right.
She's been in that.
Right.
You can tell she has a systemic thing where she's kind of like in Israel. She wants a big buffer of land around her because she's a big worldwide celebrity. She never wants anybody to get near her or her compound. She's going to end up having a little nation over in Maui. With a big buffer zone, kind of like what every nation wants, a big buffer zone of no homes. They don't want the local surfing dudes there. But getting back to Israel for a moment here, it's a terrible tragedy. What are your final thoughts, EMP?
My final thoughts are this, and I'll go back to what I said earlier, and people aren't going to want to hear me say this, but this goes back to biblical times when I really believe this, when God put Abraham on top of that mountain and said, all that you see is yours, right? He says, west, and all you see is yours. I believe that mountain was somewhere on the Euphrates River, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere on the Euphrates River. And what he was looking at was most of Iraq to the west coast, to the coast of the Mediterranean Sea at the time. Well, they didn't call it the Mediterranean Sea, but the Mediterranean Sea, all right? So you go and you look at all that land that's supposed to be Israel's, and you say, okay, that little piece of land that is the Palestine, that is the West Bank, is theirs. It should be theirs. And so Israel is basically a war over land. You know, that's what this is.
Right, but EMP, one thing to make clear, and I'm definitely following you. A lot of people don't know this, but they've done a lot of studies about the genetics and the DNA of the current modern day Israelis, who, by the way, again, I'll reiterate, have a right to have their own country as everybody else. But they have less than 1%, I believe, in the last Harvard study of blood, less than 1% now of blood connected to the original 12 tribes of Israel. In other words, the people there now are not related to the original 12 tribes of Israel. Most evangelicals, most Americans don't know this important fact. They call themselves Jews. They are Jews, but they're from Khazaria. They're from Eastern Europe. They're from the steppe. And back in history, make a long story short, they converted to Judaism back in the day. And a lot of them moved down to Palestine and that desert area millennia ago, back, you know, 1,000 years ago. And but they said we're the rightful owners of Judaism, but they don't have a blood link to the original 12 tribes, who we all know pretty much scattered all over the world, but they don't have a big link. So when people say that they're not the chosen ones, if it's not biblical, you know what I mean? And really, I'll be kind of sarcastic here. If you want to be a chosen one, you need to believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior. And they don't believe in that.
Right.
They don't even believe he was a prophet.
Right.
Some of them do. Many of them don't. So that's not their God. Just everyone needs to know that that's not the Jewish God. And so the ones there now have taken, they've moved in. They are Jews, but they're Jews from Eastern Europe and the Russian steppe and Khazar. They're called the Khazarian Mafia. It's a large landmass there. We're talking like, you know, east of Bulgaria, you know, the part of mighty Russia. I mean, they're basically Russian, Far Eastern European people who migrated down there. They were migrants into the Holy Lands. But EMP, thanks so much, man. Great, great call. We appreciate you, buddy. EMP from Louisiana. Let's get to the gunslinger there in Texas. But before we do, we need to hear his promo.
Who's that stumbling around in the dark? State your business or prepare to get winged.
Gunslinger, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
I was just watching the world go to hell in a handbasket. I'm selling popcorn and hot dogs. Cotton candy, get your cotton candy.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
I mean,
it
get
really
your
is.
Popcorn ready. Watch the world burn as Biden fiddles like Nero, the Roman emperor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It really is. But, you know, it's nothing new. Okay, these idiots have been fighting each other over there for centuries. Okay?
That's right.
I hope they kill each other off. I hope they kill each other off. The world would be a better place.
That's what I said.
It's like, let them have at it. You know, it's like the war with the thing with the Hatfield and the McCoys. Okay? Nobody really knew what started over. Okay? And I don't think they even knew what it started over centuries ago. So, and they're just fighting for, you know, just to be fighting, I guess. I mean, you know.
Well, it's ingrained. They are, the little Jewish kids are taught to hate the Palestinians, hate the Arabs, and the little Arab kids are taught to hate the Jews. And there's, I'm sure, some truth on both sides. I'm very objective about this war, by the way. Most of these rhino talk show hosts say, I stand with Israel. I stand. And if you don't, you're an anti-Semite. No. I don't stand with either of those places because, to me, I know if I say I stand with them, next they're going to want my money and my blood to go fight for them, and they've already done that. They're trying to gin things up. Well, if you stand for us, then you better back it up with money and blood and treasure. And see, they're already starting. That's why I say no. I'm more and more like Switzerland to the world. I say, fuck the world. You're all a bunch of nut jobs. You're all a bunch of weirdos that I don't want to get involved with. I'm not going to send you any money, any American treasure. I would sell the world. That's verboten. So the German of me comes out. I'm going to protect to the death the American shoreline, our bases, and our international bases. You're damn right. If they want to fight, by God, you came to the right place, and then we'll kick your ass, and we'll do it with a big smile on my face. But I don't believe in this, oh, we'll send troops here as cannon fodder, as the Goyim cattle to help out Israel. We'll send troops to Ukraine. No. No, NATO's different, but I just don't believe in this. I don't want our guys to come back in body bags. I really don't. What's left of them, we probably have gays in there and transgenders and God knows what else now in our military. But really and truly, all jokes aside, I don't want our guys, I don't want our blood to be shed. This isn't our fight. Like I said in the monologue, Israel, you want to fight with Hamas? Then you fight with Hamas. And Hamas, you fight with Israel. I'm going to watch it. It's not my fight. It's not my patch of desert, crappy land. I wouldn't shed one Roman soldier on that land. And by the way, Rome conquered that area. It's Rome's land. How about those apples? Rome conquered and kicked both their asses back in the day. Well, Roman. We don't mess around.
What do you want with a bunch of sand? Okay. That's all it is over the sand.
The Romans said there's nothing there.
There's nothing there. But yet they're fighting over sand.
Love the transcripts of the Roman scribes back to Caesar. And they said there's no. In fact, if you were a Roman middle manager, the worst assignment, just so you know out there in Regaland, is called Judea. Or mighty Israel was the worst fucking assignment. When they sent you there, they hated you in Rome. It was hot, deserty, dusty. You had to deal with all those crazy Jewish rabbis yelling at you, always asking for someone to be punished, like Pontius Pilate. That's what happened to him. Hey, you bring this guy, the king of the Jews. He goes, I don't want to crucify this guy. In the biblical text, he did not want to crucify him. He did it. He kept blowing him off. And finally he says, who do you want? And the Jews said, crucify him. He had a freaking riot on his hand. What is he going to do? He couldn't have a riot. That's what I mean. It's biblical. It all lays out, you know?
It's all these people, especially these Jew bastards, okay, they think they're the chosen ones and they're not. I'm sorry. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
It didn't work that way. Okay. Think about this. I'm talking about the entire Jewish race of people. Okay. These people hung on that crucifix out there, crucified the boss. Not Bruce Springsteen, but the boss. The main guy. The one and the only. The one that made the entire universe down here in the flesh body, obviously, okay? And these race of people crucified this dude, okay? Now, think about it like
this. They did.
If I was God, and I want to be, okay, because I don't want that job, okay, I would be one pissed off God, let me tell you, all right? Yeah, I come down there to save the world and all this stuff, and what do you do to me? You hang me up on a damn cross. Jesus Christ. I mean, really. I mean, you got to be kidding me. But you see the whiny Jews. They've done this shit all for centuries now. Look at the, all the Jews gassed out in World War II. No, they wasn't. 6 million Jews. There wasn't even 6 million Jews in all of Europe at the time. Go look up the records. Okay? So how could they have, Hitler could have, axed or gassed 6 million Jews? He couldn't have. Okay, because there wasn't 6 million Jews there to start out with. So
that's right. Most people don't know that. There weren't 6 million Jews in the Europe prior to World War II.
Right.
They estimate about maybe 2 or 3 million.
Yes.
But not six.
Yes. Not six.
And why is everybody a freaking Holocaust survivor? Come on. You must have been 1 year old during World War II. Come on, somebody, it's 2023. Everyone says all the Jews, they're saying we're all Holocaust survivors. That's all a bunch of BS, too. Yeah. Come on.
It's all bullshit. Okay. Okay, yep. You know, yeah, there was concentration camps in World War II. Yeah, duh, obviously. And the way that I've read it or read the deals that when Germany got into the war, they had all these Jews in these concentration camps, and Hitler wanted them out of this country. He wanted them out of the country, and that's what they was doing.
They was
putting them out of the country. But when the war started, or thereafter, I don't know exactly the exact date, the United States went over there and bombed all the roads and the railroads and all this good stuff. Well, how did they transfer food over there? By railroad. You know, 90% of those Jews in those camps starved to death. They had to burn them. I mean, can you imagine having piles of body up there 15, 20 feet tall? It'd get a little sneaky.
Well, look. Yeah, look, most of the Jews died from typhus, and there was poor nutrition for the soldiers and for those people. And by the way, the truth about that is that Hitler used anybody as long as you were loyal to the Third Reich. Most people don't know that there were Jews in the Third Reich. There were. There were Jewish officers. But they were loyal to the Reich, and they had no – Hitler would not allow any dual fucking citizenship. None of that crap. You were loyal – if you swore an oath to the Third Reich, and there were Jewish soldiers, yes. There were even Jews in the SS. And you can go research it, as I have. He used anyone at his disposal. But the minute you show disloyalty, yeah, you're out. You're out. As long as they did their job, he could use you. And he told the Jews, get out, because it's not going to be a good place for you. Well, they declared war on the Germany. We all know that. They boycotted German businesses. And then they wonder why they have a Kristallnacht. Okay. So they can't have it both ways. My thing is, the Jews like to have it a one-sided deal where we can attack Hamas, and we can grab land, and that's all well, fine, and dandy. And don't you dare bitch about it, or they always bring up that ancient that thing called you're anti-Semitic, the ancient trope. And they've brought that up time and time again. And first of all, you're not the real Jews, and you're not the chosen ones. Sorry, I'll burst your bubble, guys. You're not. Our American politicians know better. But they have to go over there, wear the funny hat, hump the wall, I'm being blunt, to get a check. And the check is for their campaigns. And that's what's going on. They have to go over there. You'll see them, you know. Everyone goes over there because they want that Jewish money. They need it. If you're a politician, campaigns don't run on air. And if Americans don't give you enough money, you got a Jewish guy who says, hey, I'll give you $1 million if you fly to Tel Aviv.
We'll put your picture
everywhere. So DeSantis flew over. Trump flies over. Obama did. Biden, they all do. They all do. It's a rite of passage.
Look at all the things that the Jews are involved in, even today. Bankers, the banks, look at all the names, and you can pick out a whole lot of Jewish names. Look at the movies that come out of Hollywood, okay? Feinstein, well, there's one of them right there. Thank God that witch is gone, okay? You know, all these Jews that run Hollywood and the banking institutions and all this shit throughout the world, for that matter, and they think that they're hot shit, but they're not, okay? They're not.
That's right.
I mean,
that's right.
That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard in my entire life. What do you think about tomorrow? Friday the 13th, about the Muslims. They want to kill everybody. Mm-hmm. Let's lock and load. Let's rock and roll. They need to be exterminated from the face of the planet is what they need to do. That's one race of people that I would say exterminate them like a cockroach. Raid? Where's my raid can at? You know what I mean? they come out and they're saying that.
To get back to World War II for a moment, which you brought up, which is a brilliant segue, by the way, the Allies are the ones who bombed Europe, folks. If you want to know who's created the rubble, who bombed the POW bases, we had bombs going everywhere, and I can prove it to you. Because in 1943, the Allies effectively destroyed the German Luftwaffe. The mighty Luftwaffe was destroyed 2 years before the war ended, in the Battle of Britain especially, which really decimated the Luftwaffe. Going against the RAF, which had a history of really good pilots, et cetera. So that's war. But my thing was the Allies bombed everything. All those videos you see of those Allied bombers just bombing the shit out of Europe. Cows, yep. Livestock, orphanages, cathedrals. Everything. That's all Allies. The mighty Allies. So when you see those, just keep these things in context and perspective. Wasn't the Germans... It was the Allies sitting over in England with their tea and crumpets planning the firebombing of Dresden, for example, where they meticulously wanted to kill as many Germans as possible. They were all civilians. Dresden was not a military target. So, they bombed everything. And a lot of the bombs were stray bombs, and a lot of people died. Like, in war, people die in all kinds of ways. But... just remember, there's a lot. The Allies wrote the history, and I would say if you do a little bit of digging, all the history is not exactly correct when it comes to World War II.
Oh, no.
Gunslinger. Go ahead, sir.
They don't want it to be correct, okay? They want it to, just like, you know, the goes back centuries and centuries of the Bible. They have taken so many things out of the Bible over the centuries. The Catholics, especially that. Okay, look at how they're, you know, Catholic cathedrals all over the place. They have taken out so many things. Okay, from the original text, which we don't even have no idea really today. Okay, because nobody was around back then. Okay, and they have rewritten it the way they want it to be sounded. Same thing with the history of World War II and all this other stuff. Okay, they don't want you to know the truth. Okay, they do not want you to know the truth. Okay, but with this thing, this is supposed to be Friday the 13th, and they're supposed to say kill all the infidels. Well, guess
lock
what?
And load, baby.
Us.
It's going to be tomorrow.
Lock and load.
Lock and load.
Lock and
load. Right, tomorrow, the midnight hour after my show. It's 9:30 right now in the mountains of Arizona. It'll be midnight in 2.5 hours. I'm ready. My AR-15 is out.
That's right.
You think I'm kidding?
Lock and load.
I'm not kidding.
Let's
damn
go.
Right.
Get the raid out.
When they attack here, it's a whole different story, man. Whole different story. I know all my neighbors around here are the same way. We are arsenals here.
They have sleeper cells in the United States right now. They're all over
the place. That's
especially in these Muslim, you know, cathedrals or whatever you call these. I call them synagogues of Satan, okay, because that's what they are. Oh, they're nice and pretty on the outside, but what are they really doing on the inside? That's what you got to think about.
Yeah. Oh, they have arms in there. AK-47s ready to go,
they
baby. Yeah.
They're ready to go. You betcha. And the
Americans
and the cops,
have no freaking clue. I always say that.
Yeah. And the government can't touch them. Isn't that terrible?
Oh,
but you go.
Don't be a racist.
But you go out here.
That's racist if you touch them.
Yeah.
How dare
you?
If
you go out here on this highway and you go 5 miles over the fucking speed limit, they throw the fucking book at you. But yet they don't.
That's
they're
right.
Scared to touch these people. What is something
they're
wrong
scared.
Here? Don't you think?
Oh, they've set our look. They have set our country up for bad things. And I mean
it
that.
Is,
if
yeah.
you look at the situation with a sober view, well, after I have a few beers and a few cocktails and maybe a cup of coffee in the morning, and then smoking my cigar, I'll look at this country and I'll go, America, I love you. But you're like
that's
a girlfriend
it.
That just, back in the day, they would just leave me. And I'll go, good luck, baby. Au revoir. Good luck to you.
And they would call
me back later and go, things didn't work out as I said, well, too late now. I'm with somebody else. Good luck, honey bun. Pat her on the head and go, well, you know what? We had a good time. I'll chalk it up as that. But look, it's tough love, mate. You know, and after I look at America, I view it as a tough love. I mean, I love you, America, but sometimes you don't love us back, right? And what we see from our leaders, our so-called terrible, treasonous leaders, is they're bringing in people. And I see military-age males coming through that border like clockwork. I see our ports unprotected. God knows what kind of shipping and bombs they brought in and cases of weapons and things of that nature. I hear weird stories all the time in parts of Arizona, and my friends in Texas, kind of like you, tell me weird, and even in the Ozarks. I have an Army friend of a friend that lives out there who tells me some weird comings and goings. There's a lot of weird things that are going. But our government, to me, is setting us up for something bad. And that's why I tell people, we aren't going to know the day or the hour or the time, but it's very obvious to me, if you're spending the country into oblivion, you have no desire to have any border protection. The Border Patrol is a Band-Aid. They're just window dressing. They don't do anything much except just sort of corral people and take their information, and then they release them in American cities at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We know. So my thing is, you're releasing people that aren't vetted. Then you brought in the COVID scare. We have all these gun control people like Feinstein, who's now dead. The leader of that died. And so I just see all these things, and I go, in my calculus, okay, in the mind, in my third eye, I love how the suckies say, your third eye will tell you the truth, right? Well, in my third eye, I would tell them, you better get ready. Lock and load, baby, because I hope nothing happens, but by God, it sure doesn't look that way. It doesn't look that way is all I'm saying, okay? Peace out, baby. Right. You know?
Absolutely.
What are your final thoughts, Gunslinger?
Well, like I said, you better lock and load because it's coming, okay? And because if they continue with their craziness, these Muslims, fucking goat humpers and camel molesters, okay? That's what they do. That is exactly what they do. It says it in their own shit Bible. I call it their shit Bible. That Quran is the infidels. We're the infidels, people. They want to kill us. If you don't convert to Islam, they want you dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Okay? So that's pretty simple right there. Lock and load and take a headshot. 1488. Catch you later.
Love it, Gunslinger. Love it. Great, great call. Love that, man. Well, I mentioned Ron Reckers in our panel here of discussion in our chat room. Welcome, Ron Reck. We've got You Betcha. We've got the Lucid Libertarian, Lincoln Roxwell, Joseph Gunslinger, Angry Goy, Catwoman. We have probably a million people listening around the world in America. I tell you, we're real popular overseas. I know it's our military bases, because I already heard back one guy said, hey, man, we listen to you on the Army base. We catch your podcast. We play it from a whole frickin' barracks, and we laugh our asses off. And we love what you say. And so we salute our real military that's out there, because we know that, they're the real guys that are out there doing the job. And they have to put up with a woke military. They got to put up with a faggot Pentagon. We have faggot officers. Not all, but we have several that go on Twitter. For God's sake, that's how I know. They go out there and they advertise. So it is what it is. This is the military that Obama wanted, that the Democrats wanted, that Biden wants. And it's terrible. Well, Ron Reck is 32 miles, he says, east of Branson, Missouri. Branson, beautiful. A buddy of mine just went up there who lives in North Dallas. He said he loved Branson. Beautiful people, beautiful area. That's a great stronghold in the nation. Great people, a good water. I've driven through there many times myself, but I've never hit Branson per se, but I've been through the Ozarks area. Now, my Army friend of a friend said that there were some comings and goings of military people in the Ozarks that they were keeping an eye on. and they think there's a dumb around there, you know, an underground tunnel or something. That's what he said. So I'm waiting to get back his field report, to be honest. But a lot of interesting things that even here in Northern Arizona. And by the way, I have friends that know the Hopi Indians up there, and they have long predicted that the Third World War is going to probably start with little precious Israel. And my friend relayed back to me that the Hopi elders and Indians feel that this war, yeah, it's going to get a lot bigger, and to hang on to your hats and, you know, things of that nature. So I like hearing what they have to say. They have some interesting prophecy about America, by the way. The Hopi Indians, I told you before, up in Northern Arizona, say that we are going to have, they call it the Red Snake, which is communism, i.e. red for Red China, and Red Marxism is going to try to attack America. They are going to invade America at some point when we're weak. They're going to come over here, and when they do, it will be like 200 million ants on the ground. Now, I told you, who can field a 200 million man army? China. And that's what they say. Hopi say it will feel like 200 million ants crawling over America, fire ants. And they're going to be taught, like Hamas was, when you hit the ground, shoot to kill. Shoot Americans on sight. And that's what they want, you know. Chat room is very lively. If you're on the show or listening, go to our chat room. We're talking about the Ozarks and you know, we have people from all over the nation that listen. Well, there's also Dr. Strangelove back in the day and the nuclear battle plans for America. Let's listen in.
Mr. President, there are one or two points I'd like to make, if I may.
Go ahead, General.
One, our hopes for recalling the 843rd bombing are quickly being reduced to a very low order of probability.
Two, in less than 15 minutes from now, the Ruskies will be making radar contact with the planes. Three, when they do, they are going to go absolutely ape, and they're going to strike back with everything they got. Four, if prior to this time we have done nothing further to suppress their retaliatory capabilities, we will suffer virtual annihilation. Five, if, on the other hand, we were to immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases, we'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Hell, we got a 5-to-1 missile superiority as it is. We could easily assign 3 missiles to every target and still have a very effective reserve force for any other contingency. Six, an unofficial study which we undertook of this eventuality indicated that we would destroy 90% of their nuclear capabilities. We would therefore prevail and suffer only modest and acceptable civilian casualties from the remaining force, which would be badly damaged and uncoordinated.
General, it is the avowed policy of our country never to strike first with nuclear weapons.
Well, Mr. President, I would say that General Ripper has already invalidated that policy.
That was not an act of national policy, and there are still alternatives left open to us.
Mr. President, we are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing. But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed. But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the breaks.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
General Turgeson, I think I've heard quite sufficient from you. Thank you very much.
Love that from Dr. Strangelove. What a great movie. If you want to watch a Cold War movie, that's a good one for you. I want to get some kudos tonight to the Ron Reck Show. I've heard his show before. I need to call in one of these days. But he plays some great rock and roll when he starts out his show. very good show on politics and geopolitics. And the Lucid Libertarian has got a show as well on Blog Talk, and they're both in the house tonight. Appreciate you both being here. And I listened to Lucid as well. Good, good show. I need to call in, though, and just sort of call in for the studio. Well, in my studio, I've been busy in here doing things, and it's been a crazy couple of weeks. That's why. But we have weapons of war in here. We have battle flags. We have a bar, police-like bar, in case we are bombed out. I can at least have some adult beverages here while I watch the bombs go off in Arizona and while I see the militias muster. And by the way, the Ozarks, Texas, and I would say Arizona are three armed camps to the teeth, three big strongholds that I know of. And for the studio, as always, I've got a knight in here, Roman helmet. It's my Roman Centurion helmet, the real McCoy, actually. Well, not the real, but a great replica, all metal. Got shield, a coat of arms, some other chairs to have a glass of wine or a German beer after the show and hear the fallout. And we've got all kinds of computers in here and laptops and wires and some cool artwork. A lot of things, World War II, Germania, Italia, James Bond, the Rat Pack, even Marilyn Monroe is here, and the band Kiss, and the Godfather, and Scarface. I love it all. Well, I love that stuff, movie memorabilia, and Hollywood iconic stuff is always really cool. Let's get to a call here, and I think I know who this is. Welcome to the Von Weekend Show. How are you doing? We're live on the air. Are you there? Hello, hello.
I am. I didn't expect everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood Lucid Libertarian, Laurianne.
Yes, I thought that was you up there in Oregon. Lucid Libertarian, welcome to the show. God, you've been in the chat room tonight
having fun.
Yeah, I've
been having a good
fun.
Time listening. Really good show tonight, by the way. Very good show.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, it's a powerful show for a powerful time in our lives, and I mean the stuff going on is amazing, isn't it? Just crazy.
It is. You know, I keep saying, like, even on my show last Sunday, you know, it's just these chess pieces have been being put in place for a very long time, and you know, and we're starting to see, you know, some of the action based on those chess pieces. And lots of propaganda out there. It's really hard to know. I mean, like the 40 babies, for example, you know, Hamas, you know, beheaded these 40 babies, right? And yet then the IDF is saying, no, we're not going to confirm that that happened, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what? You know, it's all to fuel these, you know, the flames of war. And, you know, I'm even starting to question the news reports talking about, you know, how many foreign people that Hamas have, you know, killed or taken hostage. I'm really questioning that because I was reading an article saying, you know, so many, you know, like 20 Americans and 14 French and, you know, this many of these people, and they're all allied countries, you know, Western nation countries that they're reporting on. And it's just like, you know, is this really, you know, I gotta question it. I just do, because by putting that out there, like that will fan the flames of war. And why would Hamas want to piss off every Western nation and get them involved? You know what I mean? It's when they don't have enough to combat everybody. Even, you know, and I'm seeing like even Iran, you know, Iran's denying that they had any involvement with the planning like they're being accused of.
Classic. They're all guilty as hell.
You know, they're like,
guilty.
Hey, wait a minute. We don't want to get involved in this shit yet. Yes, they want death to America, but are they really ready for that? You know, are they prosperous enough? Do they have enough money? Do they have enough you know, backing for that. You know, so I just, I have to question everything that's coming out on both sides.
You need to.
And
I agree.
Because, of course, every single piece of propaganda has, like, a little slice of truth that gets embellished and then twisted. And, you know, so it's really, really hard to tell where that little tiny, you know, kibble of truth is in all of this propaganda.
Oh yeah, and the Arabs. I mean, look, there's some very tough Arab guys, but I'm talking more about the governments. They talk a big game, don't they? Death to America! Death to the American way of life! We're going to ignite fire in your cities. I mean, this incredible instant, you know, incendiary, you know, rhetoric, right, from Tehran. But my thing is, when it comes right down to it, they normally back off. So the governments talk a big game over there, but we all know they're like beta males. Their bark is worse than their bite. As an alpha male, you just know what you're dealing with, and you know, yeah, they have guns, they have rockets, they have, but I think now they're thinking twice, do we really want to get involved? Because we know, okay, Hezbollah, if you get involved in Israel, you can, but you know Tehran's probably going to get bombed. And then you're going to have, you know, women and children and babies, you know, in the rubble. And then, you know, Israel's going to bomb you. And America's probably going to help. Then they can, you see, then they, that would compel some response from the West, which is really is U.S., U.K., and Israel. And that's what's going to happen there.
Yeah.
And they know that. And they're going, well, I have family in Tehran. You know, they're starting to, you know, they tend to back off a bit going, so... look, there's always some fighters who will slip through the ranks and the lines who are that committed and have the ideology to fight because they hate Israel to the core. But like I always say, Israel, this is the land that you wanted. You negotiated for this. This is the desert you want. So stop bitching. You're surrounded by enemies. You already know it. And if you don't, look, I think Israel will sacrifice the people in those settlements because they want the wars to continue too. Helps out their economy and industry. Will they sacrifice 1,000 Jewish settlers? Bet they will. You bet your ass they will. And I think that sounds crass to say that, but that's how those governments think because they can always make an extra 1,000 Jewish settlers and put them out there and give them a free house. They'll definitely take it, but they're on the front lines. And my thing is, they don't even arm them. You know, they have a gate. I saw one video on Twitter where it's a gate around the kibbutz, and I'm going, oh, the Hamas guys just jump over the damn gate. They blow it up with plastic, and they're in the compound, blowing up everything that they see. Anything that moves, they kill. And I'm going, this is reality 101, right? So it's like, if you're a Jewish settler and you signed up for this program, well, part of it is you could be on the front lines, and you're on the front lines. Sometimes that day comes, and it falls right in your lap, and what are you going to do when they come for you? Literally, I always tell people that. What are you going to do? If you haven't thought about it, and you're, say you live 10 miles away from the Gaza Strip, it's worse than South Africa. I surely wouldn't be sleeping well at night. Unless I had my entire area booby-trapped, and I mean that. I don't know how to do it. But, you know, stuff like that, if they don't know how to do that stuff, or trip wires or things of that nature, you're screwed. You know, crazy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, the globalists want this. We know this. It'll be another banker's war funding both sides. You know, the biggest thing I think in all of this is just, you know, trying to follow the money, because the people that want World War III to happen are the people that are going to be financing it and profiting off of it. And they're the ones that are going to push for it. You know, and I get it. There's, you know, when it comes to segments of the population in, you know, like with Hamas, with Iran, I mean, there's a lot of people that really hate America, really hate the, you know, Western nations, and they you know, brainwash their children when, you know, from babies to absolutely hate us, you know. It's like they create this reality that is absolutely real for their children that grow up with all of this hate inside of them, you know, for us, because they know nothing different. There is no other reality for them other than a deep-seated brainwashing training to absolutely hate us. And I get that. I get that. Which is also the sad part about it, you know. And then when our government gets involved, now there's very little that we as American citizens do about the whole situation, which is why I like you saying, hey, I'm America first. You know, let's focus on us and what we can do.
No more American blood for Israel.
The only thing that we can really do is demand that our government stop funding other countries and stop funding our future enemies like we have time and time and time again. Demand a complete dismantling of our current CIA, because they have been behind all of the shit that we're seeing the blowback from, all of this hate. They're behind orchestrating it, overthrowing governments, getting involved, assassinations, you know, propping up authoritarian dictators that are favorable to U.S. interests. You know, they are involved in so much of this stuff that fuels that hatred. And the only thing that we can do as Americans is demand that we put a stop to it. Let's not be involved, you know. And guess what? Yes, bring our troops home. Because if we are invaded, if that hatred fuels to the point where we are invaded, whether it be by or bond, whether it be by China or North Korea or whomever, it will take so much time to get our ships back from all the way around the freaking globe, to get our ships back
right.
that we're going to need from all the way around the fucking globe. I mean, we will be, you know, at a big disadvantage. So we need to bring our people back here, our equipment back here. We need to make damn sure that the last thing anybody wants to do is actually attack American soil, you know, and make damn sure that our government does not get away with allowing it to happen. You know, that our warmongers, you know, cut the Department of Defense, actually. You know, the Department of Defense is the only branch of our government that has been allowed to fail their audits again 5 years in a row to the tune of at least $1.8 trillion. Yet nobody gets fired. Nobody gets budget cuts. You know, where is all this money going? Well, I can venture to guess that a lot of that money is going to all of these efforts to undermine other governments, manipulate other governments, overthrow governments, and fueling that hatred that all these countries have. And if we just demand a stop to it, you know, my proposal is, hey, guess what, you know, Department of Defense or any government agency, if you fail an audit 1 year, then however much you can account for gets deducted from your budget from the next year. Start pulling in those pocket strings. And guess what? We can easily do it as we start getting our equipment back here, our ships back here, our troops back here. That will easily be able to be absorbed, because there's a high cost at having so much of our military out there all around the world, maintaining all of these bases all around the world. That costs a big penny. And when we bring it back home, then guess what? You know, that'll save the taxpayer money as well. And we'll be defended here on our own ground. and rant.
Well, you're right. That's right, Lucid. And the thing is we have these conservatives out here, and I'll read to you what is in the chat room here from Lincoln. We've been invaded for a long time, he says. Damn right. Jews own the country and are genociding the white race here with immigration, et cetera. Conservatives just don't see the invasion because it's not Red Dawn, and that is true. Most Americans think, you know, Red Dawn's a movie, ha-ha, ho-ho. Can't happen here. I love that. Americans, and I love these I've met, I can't tell you how many, give me a nickel for everyone, I'll be a freaking millionaire, that say, I don't care what happens unless I'm affected directly what Mr. American says, America. I don't really care of what happens anywhere until I'm affected. Well, Sherlock, head up your ass. You may be affected directly one of these days. And I keep telling that, yes, you may be. If we, again, we're blessed by two big oceans. We're blessed by our geography. But let's not forget, it's not even conspiracy theory. It's been documented. There's Chinese troops in Canada. There's been over 100 sightings of Chinese troops in Mexico. We've had a 900% increase of Chinese military-aged men coming over our border into America. 25 countries, mainly for the Middle East, mind you, have come over the Mexican border into Texas and Arizona and California, but mainly Texas is a hot spot. And we're being set up. It's a soft, quiet invasion. And these guys will always say, I'm waiting for my orders. And if somebody calls them from the UN or, God forbid, we're out from Klaus Schwab's office and says, meet at the local gym, we're going to muster, you're in these coordinates, they tell them where to live. Here's your AK-47. Here's 10 magazine clips for 2,000 rounds a soldier. Have at it, boys, because what they'll tell them is, whatever you do, you're the new benefactors of America. In other words, they'll tell them what they told the ancient soldiers behind the fortified wall. If you take this city, this is how they get young men to do the devil's bidding, if you will. If you take this city, you get all the booty in that city. You get all the gold, all the silver that you can carry, all the women you want, and you can do whatever you want for 3 or 4 days until the hammer comes down. Now, if you're a young guy, it's poor, and you're surrounding the ancient medieval city, and you know it's got stuff in there that you need, food, water, beautiful women, wealth, whatever, weapons, whatever you want, you're going to do it. You're going to do it, because what else are you going to do? Sit there and stay in your pup tent outside and eat dirt? No. This is how they get those young guys to charge those fortified walls. And America is the new medieval city. We are the fortified walls. We're the last obstacle in the world. Once they take America down, if they are successful, which they won't be, but if they, in their mind, they think they're going to be, then the whole world's going to descend into 1,000 years of darkness. In my view, it'll be hell on earth. And everyone looks up to America. We're the last bastion with 450 million guns in private hands. We have over 1.2 billion rounds of ammo in private hands and more every day. So we're one hell of an obstacle. And I can tell you what's going on around here in Arizona, Lucid. The men around here are buying rifles. They're flying off the shelves. Ammo is still out there. They have it stocked, but the guy told me at the Sportsman's last week, the minute we put it on the shelf, it's sold in 48 hours. Gone like the wind. You know, so.
Oh, absolutely. That's how the anti-gunners agenda is backfiring on them.
It is.
This is here in Oregon.
And we're getting the word out.
We still don't know if Measure 114 is going to be implemented with more gun control. But you know what's been going on ever since Measure 114 has been on hiatus due to our one awesome judge down there in southeastern Oregon, our Harney County judge, people have buying guns like crazy. They've been buying guns like crazy because we don't know if that's going to come, but that's how it backfires. It's like nothing will prompt people to buy more guns and more ammo than the imminent threat of anti-gun legislation taking effect. And
right.
It would be right now. It would be very hard to track that, especially if you're smart enough to purchase your firearm and your ammo with cash instead of your credit card that can be labeled, you know, as a firearm purchase.
Sure.
You know, that's the only way that they can tell is if you're using your credit card,
right.
And then they can track that. But if you're paying with cash, it becomes a lot harder. But you know. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, if or when there is an actual, like, ground invasion here on the continental U.S. soil, there's going to be a hell of a lot of people that are going to be damn thankful for those rednecks out there that live in the sticks. You know, it's gonna
that's right.
Like,
that's
a whole
right.
Different level of guerrilla welfare, warfare going on out there. Everybody
well,
that criticizes
with...
all those rednecks, they're gonna
right.
be damn thankful for them.
That's right. That's right. Well, the easy soft targets in America are the Democrat cities. I mean, if I was an enemy power, I always think, well, how would I take down America? Well, we've already softened up. Seattle and Chicago and New York and D.C. would be a force. But I think D.C. could be taken if I was a foreign power. L.A. would be a good place to attack. So I would attack the Democrat cities simultaneously first and establish those strongholds for supplies, food, et cetera, material. And from there, I would go into the heartland. Now, that would be a whole different battle. But they could take five Democrat cities, say San Francisco, you know, and take those first. Those to me would be real easy. I would want the easy targets taken out first. And, man, you would have five, six massive American cities that are Democrat. And half those people would probably take selfies with you, and they would love the invasion. They would love the invading army. As crazy as that sounds, I've always said if it's a real Red Dawn scenario, Americans will take out their phones and take selfies before they're shut. They will. That's how stupid they are. I'm just being cool, bro. Hey, bro, pull over, bro. Hey, bro. Hey. we're going to see we see crazy Twitter videos now. Can you imagine? Because most Americans are dumb, drugged up, crazy, on the brink, you know? Lucy, what are your final thoughts to America?
Prepare as best you can, man. And I know it's hard. We're being bankrupted. It's, for the average American, it's really hard right now. You got to try to choose between... Boy, do I spend my money on arming myself up and preparing, or do I spend my money on just trying to afford to pay the electric bill? I mean, that's the reality, and that's also part of the plan.
That is. They want to impoverish you. They want to demoralize you, and you just nailed it. Lucid, thanks so much. Great, great call. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. I'll be tuned into your show, too, here real soon on Sunday. Lucid Libertarian. He has a show every Sunday night, I believe from 6 to 8. Check it out. This is what I've always said on my show. They want to demoralize you. They want to put you down. And they want to make you shoeless, communist peasants with no money to buy arms. And they want you to fight over, well, should I pay the power bill this month or the grocery bill? Or should I buy the gun for protection? Blah blah. You know, they got you where they want you. So I told you guys, you know, years ago, while the economy was better under Trump, grab that second job or third job, get the cash now, buy your gear, buy what you need, go to SurviveMax.com, our website that we're affiliated with, and check it out. And go from there, you know? We'll get to another call here in about 1 minute, I promise.
This is Jim Rockford. If the tone, leave your name and message, I'll get back to you.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Weehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Weehunt show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
God, that was a show back in the day, the Rockford Files with Angel, that crazy L.A. Homeless surfer dude that would talk to James Rockford. Love those reruns. Let's get to a call here. I believe it's from the Ozarks of America, another stronghold. Hello, welcome to the Von Weehunt Show. State your name and where you're from.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is Ron Reck.
Hey, Ron. I thought that was you.
Welcome. What's up, man? Yeah, right on, brother. Yeah, man. Laurianne kind of caught me off guard about the rednecks, and she forgot to mention the hillbillies, and I feel discriminated against. Here's why I look at it. Here's my opinion. Okay, I'm going to be quick about this. But anyway, if they want them liberal cities, they can have them. They have my permission. I will drive them if they need me. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit about people. I don't. Because they are the problem. We got to eliminate the problems we have. That's the problem that's never done. They automatically become sanctuary cities. No, we'll protect you and take care of you. Now, since the load's been handed to them that they provided for them, they're not too happy no more, are they? We don't see that kind of shit here in the Ozarks. We don't see that. We don't. They don't come down here to try to sit with us. They have tried. They have tried many times. We got a lot of people coming out of California, people coming from Chicago, New York, and they're trying to pull this little shit down here. Well, it don't work out for them. They never make it. They always leave. Well, one thing where I live is there's no Walmart. Okay, you get what I'm saying? Walmart is 38 miles away. But the point being, American people need to wake up to see what the fuck is going on. That's the problem. They're too busy sucking the phones and the computers. They're not paying attention. Yep. They're not researching the right things. They're too busy looking at the latest fashion. Who's saying what bullshit on Facebook? Oh, my God. Really?
Really? What I had for lunch. Here's what I had for dinner, and here's the new shirt I bought. Isn't it cool? Hey, bro. I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's so pathetic.
I went to Taco Bell, man. I went to Taco Bell, and I got two tacos and a drink. It cost me $14.79. Fuck, ain't that a deal? Yeah. Matter of fact, I posted something like last week. I did go to Taco Bell. I'm not a big fast food eater. I'm an outdoorsman. I love to eat, wild game, particularly.
Oh, hell yeah.
I was in town. I was kind of getting munchies, So I went to Taco Bell, and I ordered number two, and the guy goes, $14.49. I'm like, what? He goes, $14.49. I said, is this correct? Is this order correct, sir? Three tacos and a medium drink is costing me $14.49. He goes, yeah, man. I said, dude, what are you smoking, and who owns this place? They must be on correct. but come on, man. Exactly. But the reality is, but it ain't. That's not it. Then people fail to realize it. Because I talk about economics and my channel and all that stuff. The main thing to make sure is, which I've been called, conspiracist. Oh, you're crazy, Ron. You don't know what the fuck you're saying. You're out of your mind. Because I've been predicting this. I've been on the air for 14 years. I've been doing a podcast for 14 years. And the whole time, in the beginning of my start to this day and carry on, will be the fact of this planned. They got this shit planned, man. I mean, COVID was a catalyst for a lot of shit, and they planned it. This was a man-made disease, man. This ain't something that nature kicked up at you. This was man-made in a laboratory. But they wanted it. They had to get rid of Trump.
Absolutely.
First, get rid of that guy. He's got to get the fuck out of there. We cannot have this. He's screwing up our plan. Can't have this, you know, so he had to go. So, you know, now they're still trying to be. Look at all the indictments this guy's got. I mean, if that was me or you, we would be doing life right now. Me and you. We'd be doing life. We'd be filming. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
But they don't look at that. But, you know, but the thing is, Trump's too well known. They can't really put with him like that, like they want to. They want to. They really do. But it all blows up in their face every time they try to put with the guy. But the thing is, the problem is, everybody goes, well, you know, vote him out. That's never worked either. They're selecting nowadays. That vote shit don't mean dick. You know what I mean? It's
that's
the simple
right.
fact of the American people need to wake up to reality.
You
know,
to trust those effing voting machines? Are they fucking crazy or what?
And one of the greatest people in the goddamn business, Diebold. The company's called Diebold, okay? These fuckers make ATM machines, too. They're into it any way they can to suck a nickel on you. They don't care. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's awesome to be an investor for them. But what I'm saying, man, it's a simple, easy equation. Easy. There's on, there's off, there's forward, there's reverse. You know, these things are normal. These are normal genetic things that happen in life. But in politics, in this world, it's called greed. To love money is the root of all evil. They love it. I mean, they love it.
Oh,
they love it like a foot bench, man. They love it. Like a crack at it, like a pipe, you know, like a cigarette smoker, like a cigarette. They love it. And they can't get enough of
it. That's right.
And that's right.
America loves to be drugged out. America loves drugs.
Absolutely.
America
and
loves
we want
to
run
high
the whole fucking
kite.
Show.
Yeah.
Let's keep them drugged up.
That's
if you're drugged up, fucked up, and that's when they're too stupid, they won't think of themselves. And then you got, here's the funny part about America. Because I love my American brothers and sisters. I do, don't get me wrong. But here's the problem. They believe it's going to go away now. Oh, it'll all go away, no big deal, blah, blah, blah. This is political fucking soap opera.
Exactly.
It is soap opera, I get that. But it's not going to go away this time. They done fucked it up so bad it can't go away. You can't stop this
That's
train.
Right.
The brakes are off, man. There's no helpless no more. So get ready for the ride. Enjoy it while you can, and you better arm up. That's all I can tell you. Like I said, just like you said earlier, strongholds, Texas, Missouri, stuff like that. Yeah, it is. But, you know, we're just people, too. You know what I mean? Really, we're just people. But then we're going to have bad ones in the crowd here, too, that we have to get rid of. You know what I mean? That's the sad part. You know, somebody's going to come up with some off-the-wall bullshit. And they'll just have to go. I mean, it's just, you ain't got time to negotiate. It's either true blue, rock and roll, or you're done. That's that. And like I said, we have got a lot of them that have moved out here because of the cost of living in California. But then again, if you look in the city of St. Louis, they've lost, in the past 8 years, they've lost 65% of their population. Why is that? Because it's not a sanctuary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why. They don't like it. Because
well,
you're not one of them.
It's like South Africa in St. Louis, man, right? It's like the apartheid. I mean, the blacks, they're a militant. They hate whitey. I'll be blunt. On my show, we don't mince any words here. That's what I've heard. And the whites say, screw this. See, one thing that we have is some cash in an SUV or a truck. And we'll pack it up in the middle. And I love white flight. I go, white flight, baby. I tell guys, if you don't like your town, if you're surrounded, you're getting threats, get the F out of there. Move. And move while
it's
you still
easy.
Can.
It's
know. I know it's
you
not.
Do it.
I know. But you better do it now. It's going to be even harder in the future. Because what if they lock down the states? And the highway, you see what I mean? Which I see that happening where they won't let you, say, go from leave the city. They want to contain you in a kill zone in the future because they want the blacks and the Hamas or whoever to rise up and go on a search party for whitey. And I tell people, if you're a white guy or gal, you're raising a family or you're single, doesn't matter. If you're surrounded by people who every day give you a dirty look, say they want to kill you, I'm telling you, it's not worth your $40,000, $50,000 job. You can replace that. And if your company, you know, you're better off just pulling out the stakes and go somewhere where you're safe, numero uno, and then look for a job there in a place that you feel comfortable in. You know, it's always best to have friends, family, you know. It's called get your bones back, America. You know?
But they don't do that, brother. They don't do that. People, they ain't waiting for tomorrow. You know, they're too busy going to Walmart, McDonald's, and bullshit. They don't, you know, they're basically in their mind.
It's true.
Shit going south. They think it's all, the government's going to take care of them. It's going to keep letting them suck that tip. You know what I'm saying? These fucks are retarded. It's sad. When you look at reality, it's sad. We see it. We know it. I mean, that's why we do this podcast. We're trying to teach people. We're trying to show and send a message. Look, man, pay attention. Wake the fuck up. But the reality is the concept comes back right around us. Then they fucking cry to the victim now. Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, they'll say that. Yeah, I did it. Nobody told me. I love that phrase. Nobody told me. And I'm going, where the hell have you been for the last 10 years, Sherlock?
Yeah.
Your head's been up
your
ass. That's where your head's been, and you've been taking drugs, and you've been driving around at $5 a gallon, doing nothing, trying to find more drugs, or getting all kinds of contraband, God knows what. You should have been going to target practice and arming up and getting ready and buying food instead of drugs.
Because
these people, to me, Ron, one of these people are going to be the most dangerous because they're the ones, when it finally sinks in through the mush in their head that it's hit the fan in America, they're going to go nuts. And they're going to say, it's not fair, the Democrat slogan, right?
Yep.
And then those people, in my view, are going to be the most violent because they were raised with, like you said, all that McDonald's and all that stuff. They thought it would never go away, and they're going to go nuts, and they're going to come to your house of mine and look for food, water, and security.
Well, fear makes
you're going to be fighting other Americans, in my book, who have
an
entitlement program.
Right. That's what they want, though. That's exactly what they want. They want you to do their job. That's what they want. They
That's
want
right.
you to kill each
Absolutely.
Other. And you do the job. But like the racing, too, blacks against the whites, so that's all set up, too. That's another plan. That's been planned for a long, long time. You know, I've noticed a couple of shows on Blog Talk Radio and other formats, and they're saying, well, you know, it's because of whitey. I deserve to get fucking paid. Well, how long ago was slavery over and done? And you were never a slave, but you are saying, like, Newsom trying to give him this money thing, you know, what is it, endowment or what it's called? I can't remember correctly. But anyway, they think they are owed money by the government, okay, the white people, they say. But you were never a slave. Right. So now you're being brainwashed to believe all this bullshit. And they're victims, too, in a way. Because that's what they've done to them. They fucked their heads up. You know, the belief that the white guy's the enemy, you know, all this other thing like that. And then they turn on to say things. Well, the black guy's the enemy. So we're going to get them to go get
that's
people.
Right.
It hasn't worked out. They're great for them. It has not worked out the way they planned it. I promise you, it's not. Because you notice more black people kill each other than white people and black people shooting each other. It don't happen. So it's kind of backfired in their face. And it's this whole ordeal. Now, this thing now, it's going to happen, but they want everybody. I don't give a fuck what color you are, man. They want us to kill each other.
That's right.
That's what they want. They think by thinning the herd, they're going to do better and prosper. But they fail to realize something. You old, stupid, rich cop specialists, you're going to die, too, at some point in time. You ain't going to live forever like you think you are. Are you going to say
that's right.
bullshit? Like they told the king, here's your gold, your kingdom, and we're going to make sure you go to fucking heaven? Well, you're stupid and fucked. And the famous words from Hillary Clinton, is this, deny and lie. Deny and lie. That's what you need to be a Democrat. There you go.
That's right. That's right. And the thing is, too, you're right, the Democrats, it's all part of their plan. They're ginning up America, and they want it at some point to explode. And Obama tried to crank up, as you know, we're not far away from you, Ferguson and St. Louis, those riots were ginned up, and he was stoking the race wars, and he made, in my view, millions of blacks who used to be pretty cool into militant blacks. We saw them come out later and march around the country with you know, with their AK-47s, et cetera. They looked a lot like the Hamas guys. And, you know, and so they were getting all these groups radicalized, right? But it's always – It's always the white man, white supremacy, the Nazis out there in the suburbs are always to blame, right? It's always whitey. They always blame whitey for everything. But they want this country to explode, and you're right. They're ginning things up and setting things up for that event to happen, you know?
Well, Obama was a fun president, you have to admit, right? Here's
oh, yeah.
Facts. I'm going to throw it real quick.
11 minutes.
I'm gonna, I'm not going to keep you forever, but I'll throw this out to you real quick. I'm going to tell you some fun little things that I did research on many, many years ago during Obama and everything else. Of course, mm-hmm. I was airing this and the elections and everything else. But anyway, Obama had brought us the FSC system on cigarettes, right? On the barcode,
right.
If you're a cigarette smoker, if you look at the barcode, there's three letters that says FSC. Most people don't have a clue what the fuck that means, okay? Well, I'm going to help them. Here's the deal. It's called Fire Safe Compliant. Okay. Well, anyway, I used to be a smoker. I quit like 8 years, be 9 years in February. But anyway, I kind of figure out, what does this mean? Why is it Fire Safe Compliant? Well, Obama had forced the tobacco manufacturer, Ralph Lauren, Congress, all of a sudden, to make this happen and force these companies to do it. He just told them, fucking do it. So they did. They put these little rings in the cigarettes so that way it would stop it from burning, right? Which came to say to help stop house fires, which is bullshit. That's a bullshit story. Because the fact is, it made house fires were 30% more increased after that was implicated into these cigarettes, okay? These little burn bans.
Right.
So here I am thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm a fucking engineer. I need to figure out what the fuck this is. So I got a hold of every tobacco manufacturing company I could in this country, right? I mean, R.J. Reynolds, mm-hmm. all of them, okay? Williams, everybody. Well, they told me, everyone told me, well, we don't make the papers. We don't do that. We don't make the tube for the cigarette. We just make the tobacco, and we stuff them, we package it, and we sell it. Okay, great. So I need to figure it out. So all the manufacturers that manufacture those cigarette paper tubes are China. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, nobody in China is going to want to talk to an American fucker like me, especially me. Okay, maybe just me. But anyway, they ain't going to tell me shit. So, now, this is what Obama made them do this, right? Remember? He made them do this. So, okay.
I know.
Right. So anyway, a buddy of mine from California, which is a science professor, we were talking about it. He goes, well, you know, man, he goes, Ron, you need to contact 3M. Get a hold of that corporation. Get a hold of 3M. Because they make adhesive glues and shit, so they would probably be the one target you want to hit. So I did. I got a hold of them. I got a hold of the headquarters, actually St. Louis. And one of the lab people told me, well, it's called acetate copolymer. That's what that's called. I said, okay, well, that doesn't help me much. What that fucking means, I don't understand the word, sir. I dig it. You know, I get it. But anyway, he goes, well, have you ever seen a bass boat with carpet in it? I said, well, yeah, bass boat carpet. Yeah, they glue it down. Yeah, right. He goes, well, that glue that holds that carpet down is called acetate copolymer. It's the same thing as liquid nail, if you know what liquid nail is. I said, yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. okay, all right, fine. So, you're telling me it's glue. And I said, well, what is the Fahrenheit breakdown on that? He goes, well, the Fahrenheit breakdown is 127 degrees. And I said, okay, well, that's cool, 127 degrees. So I started looking at it. Then I looked at the fact of what does the cigarette burn at. Well, the cigarette burns at 365 degrees, okay? So that shit's melting and you're sucking it down in your lungs. Well, when you exhale and inhale again clean air, cool air, that shit hardens on the bronchial bags, which is little feathery things in your lungs, right? So anyway, so all of a sudden you get short of breath and all this shit. Well, let's call that COPD. Fuck yeah, let's do that. Let's sell drugs. And that's what happened. They started selling drugs. You know, and COPD stands for everything you go wrong with the lungs.
America loves
that
drugs. Legal drugs, illegal drugs, doesn't matter. We are a drug. We are ripe for invasion, you know?
Yeah, and they try to protect you, but they still try to put you on, you see? Same time. You know,
that's right.
Don't look up this hand. Don't look at the other one here. Yeah. But then you got Obamacare.
That's right.
Here's another one. Obamacare got kicked in right after that, okay? Well, of course, people are getting sleep apnea, which is a truth that he does. My brother died from it. But anyway, the COPD go with that together. Wow, you're talking about a qualified cocktail to die from, right? So anyway, Obama said, well, I know what I want to put an RFID chip in all these fucking retards. So, wait a minute, they're not going to do it. They're going to refuse to do it, so here's what I'll do. I'll give them a fucking telephone. So Obama phones came out, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand why this shit happened. They don't get it. But that's why. That's what the whole point of this shit was, to do it. So there you go. I mean, that's
so
all just real quick to talk, just to fuck with your mind a little bit. But it's a fact. It's real as a motherfucker.
It is a fact,
everywhere.
Ron. I love it. No, man, you speak the truth. You're like me. We speak truth to power. And
that's it,
trying to wake, we are the Paul Revere of the radio airwaves, I always say, I'm the guy going from town to town going, the communists are coming, the communists are coming, Hamas is coming, they're all coming. I mean, from town
well,
to town.
Say it that way. I say the communists are already here.
Yeah, they are. A lot
they're
of them.
Right fucking here, man. Yeah, they are. This is, I mean, all these laws. I mean, dude, when you woke up this morning, how many laws did you fucking break?
Several.
Like, really? There's laws on top of laws on top of laws on top of laws on top of laws. I mean, we have so many fucking laws, and we have more people in prison in a free world. We're a free country, but
that's
we've
right.
got more motherfuckers in prison.
That's
now,
that's America.
Yeah.
That's America. We're the free country.
Home
of the brave.
Yeah, but we got this.
We got the biggest prison population. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do. In
yeah,
the world.
The biggest,
in the world.
We are in the world. That's right. America.
In the world. That's
we
right.
lock up more people
but
than anybody else.
We got the Constitution, okay? But the Constitution is only good for one people. One people. And then we're called Americans. American people. Okay? But there again, mm-hmm. if you don't claim that you're a U.S. citizen, you ain't going to get nothing out of the government. So there's two of you. There's a pay for you, which is a birth ticket that's paid for you, which is the U.S. citizen, United States of America citizen, United States of America. United States, that two-letter word of America is different. United States is a fucking management firm. America is a country. Get it?
That's
you
right.
Know what I mean? People don't, it blows their mind when I tell them like this shit. But the thing, but I'm saying,
it's
if
true.
You claim that you are a U.S. citizen, you'll get all the benefits. We tested this. I had a buddy of mine ask me to give him a ride to the state office so he can go apply for food stamp assistance, okay? So I took him. I said, hey, listen, man, when I go under with you, I want you to do this for him. I just out of curiosity. I mean, I'm not going to get in trouble, and I won't fuck nothing up for you. But here's what I want you to do. When she asks you if you're a U.S. citizen, say, no, I'm an American citizen. See how many times she asked you. So she asked him. He said that. She kept, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? And he goes, no, I'm an American citizen. And she slapped the desk and said, sir, are you a U.S. citizen? He looked at me and said, yeah, he is. He's a U.S. citizen. Okay, she says, thank you. Because she could not give him them benefits unless he stated that.
That's right.
So most of everything,
that's right.
Most of everything, right, most everything people realize, there's three elements in the Constitution that commits a crime, victim, damage, or fraud, okay? Well, guess what? Child support. Here's a fun fact. If you get busted for not paying child support and go to jail, you're not going to jail for not paying child support. You're going to jail for committing the act of fraud. You signed a contract. You did not uphold
that's
your
right.
contract, which constitutes fraud. That's why you went to fucking jail. You gave
that's
consent.
Right.
You signed that contract and go to jail. So, and but most people
you
don't know
you signed the marriage
that.
Contract, and I always tell people
yeah.
this, my bachelor's show, Ron. Many people don't mm-hmm. take the vows of marriage seriously. It's a contract between you and the state, and you're promising mm-hmm. as a man to take care of her and any children from the union through thick and thin, whether you're in poor or in health, rich or poor.
But they're not children.
And if you don't do
they're
that,
not children.
It is fraud.
No, no. I hate to stop you for me to correct you on this real quick. They're not children.
Yeah.
No. They're products. They're manufactured,
well, of course,
products.
But I'm being kind.
I know. I'm just giving shit. But anyway, but the thing is, you are. It's a corporate merger. That's what this is.
What is
if a woman takes
God's
your
sake.
Last name, that gives you 51% control of the corporation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so
exactly.
crazy. It's so far, it's hard to believe it. I mean, I could live by this.
And Ron, you are right, man. Our laws are so misconstrued, so convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In America, children are widgets and products on a conveyor belt.
Yep.
And
yep.
you're all cattle. Everyone's stamped and tattooed with your social security number. It's a great cabal. And
yeah.
you know what? We will talk on the next show, man. And I'll call your show, too. Thank you so much. I love it.
All right, brother.
Great
no
call.
No problem.
Thanks, brother.
Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you, man. Ron Reck.
Have a good one.
Wow. You bet. Have a good one, sir. Ron Reck for the Ozark there in Missouri. We've had two Blog Talk celebrities on the Von Wien Show, Lucid Libertarian and Ron Reck. And I think you're all celebrities out there in Radio Land. I mean, really appreciate great calls tonight, my God. Fantastic calls. Well, we're in overtime, as you know. And we're going to burn the midnight oil. We got about 30 minutes left of overtime, and they intend on using every frickin' minute of it. By the way, lock and load, America. Full Metal Jacket is asking, are you steers or queers?
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear serving my beloved guard. Hey, you maggots, understand that.
Love that by Full Metal Jacket. So, so cool. Well, I would say this, gotcha, America. You know what we are in America. Like Ron and I were talking and Lucid, and we had other great callers from EMP to Gunslinger and others who called in past shows. I've told you before that when I look at the landscape here in America, we are the proverbial Babylonian whore. And only precious Israel, quote-unquote, gets to enjoy the concept of blood and soil for their own people in bulk. They want the rest of us to live in a multicultural hellscape, complete with thousands coming over our border daily to eventually wreak havoc on our land. I told you before that this is not the Juan Valdez on the donkey coming over the Mexican border, trying to pick lettuce and saying, como, como, senor? I am here to work, to give money back to my family, la familia. It's not like that. They come over now, not really to work, a lot of them, though many will work, but a lot of them, to be fair, do look for the nearest federal government assistance center. And we all know that to be true, because we see that that is reflected in the numbers. And the numbers, yeah, they can be tweaked, but they're pretty accurate, I think, in that regard. The Greater Israel Project is trying to make Ukraine to be the next Israel 2.0, by the way. Ukraine, as you know, has got very rich, fertile farmland, unlike the crappy desert that Israel and Gaza exist in today. Hot, dusty, they always have water and power. They're always at war over there. So, yes, Israel is trying to expand their territory once again. And they are now opposed to genocide Gaza and dusted off the map with America's blessing with this war as well. If you're an Arab, and if you're living, and we have, I'm sure we have Arab listeners, I can easily see where they could look at America trying to export their multiculturalism, their feminism, their usury, always backing up Israel no matter what, and they call us the great Satan. Now, when I was a little boy, I hated that because we're a great country. We're a very generous country. Who's always the first there to give out food and aid? It's America. Still is, pretty much. Who's the first country to try to help out? Normally, it's America as a world leader. But, you know, I can see now, with a few decades under my belt, that I can see where people around the world, they don't want America's ideology. They don't want America's multiculturalism, the hellscape that we live in. They don't want open borders. They don't want diversity or equity or inclusion. And they're going to fight us. And we keep exporting it. And we keep trying to shove it down their throat. And that's why they call you the great Satan. There's reason why people do what they do. Never forget that. I used to wish America was different in some ways, but right now we are living right through this history. Hopefully one day this will also change. The full-scale invasion at our southern border with Mexico is the great replacement. Many of them, yes, are already here, but still many, many, many more are coming over daily. It's also part of the Great Reset. As more, if you ever notice in the videos on TV, they're all military-aged men flow over. You might see one or two women, but 99% are military-aged men between the ages of 18 and 40. It's part of the globalism, and it is part of the New World Order. None of us should be surprised, really, by what's now happening with America. They have flooded our inner cities and our urban ghettos with people from 25 to 30 countries. We are a Tower of Babel in America, where English isn't even spoken in some areas. Cops now say it's a no-go zone. They're afraid to go in there. They're afraid to take down anybody. And their attitude is, yeah, sure, we're going to be at the donut shop. We're going to let them kill each other. Why should we risk our lives for a measly 50 grand a year and a badge? Not worth it. I don't blame the cops. Because the cops look at America and they go, why should I get shot at when our own government doesn't care? And I say, never care more than the government. If they don't care, why do you expect the people to care? Seriously. We used to care when we thought we had a country, but not anymore. They want to take down America, as I said, and they'll first have to disarm the American people, a prospect that they lust after. But it's far easier said than done with 450 million guns in private hands and over a billion rounds of ammunition. Put that in their UN pipe and smoke it. Klaus Schwab can go to hell and back. We all know what's going on. We all know this show is a beacon of light, as well as many others that are out there on Blog Talk and elsewhere. I encourage everyone to check them out and keep your head on a swivel as these days go on. It's just amazing to me the promise of America. And we have a bought and paid for Congress, bought and paid for installed president. These people will give out orders at the crucial moment, in my view, to do probably unconstitutional things. And you need to get ready because it's coming. As our callers tonight have said in their sound judgment, it's coming. There's nothing that can stop it. America is a runaway freight train. It's off the frickin' rails. And it's going to be a hard landing. It's not going to be a soft landing. With that, let's get to our tech wizard, Irish Pirate, tonight. The last caller of our illustrious evening. Irish Pirate, welcome to the show. How are you doing, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm ready to bat my cleanup. By the way, this is my birthday week, so it's been radical.
Happy birthday,
for sure.
Happy birthday. Awesome, awesome. Any fun packs coming to us?
Absolutely.
We need some. We need some before the holidays. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just laying down the NWO track tonight just so I can start playing with it.
Nice.
And
nice.
And my daughter's a big fan of some of the other Ministry tunes, too, so I got one of those with it. Yeah, it's been a very busy and hectic week. One of the things that scares me the most is people just don't understand what goes on in the Middle East. I want to give credit to a radio broadcaster who comes on regularly on 960. For whatever reason, they haven't jerked his microphone. It's called the Middle East Radio Forum. It's put on by a lawyer by the name of Tom Wolf. But every other show or so, there's a guy that comes on who's just absolutely special. His name is Meir, that's M-E-I-R, Jolovitz. And he's been right about the Middle East for decades. He's been over here trying to explain to people it's not like what they're telling you. For example, when Kate Daly was on this afternoon, she was saying, I trust Israeli people, but I don't trust their government. And I say that's also true to a point. But the real thing mm-hmm. is that no matter how hard the people over there try, they can't get rid of the people who are in charge of them. And I think that's the same here. No matter how hard we try, we can't get rid of the people that are putting us in these situations too. And it's only going to be a matter of time. Pretty much by now, the only real solution you've got is to call everybody local that's in charge and tell them, okay, if this spreads out into my local community, it's all on you. You're going to have to do that now.
Right. Absolutely.
Because they've done nothing.
Call them out. They've done nothing. You're right.
Yeah, and so they hear Jolovitz is saying the same thing about Israel. The people want something done, and it doesn't happen. Now, that doesn't mean, I mean, you can walk down the streets here in the Phoenix area, and not everybody's a patriot. You know, there's a lot of people that would take selfies with the army tank that rolled down Main Street.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah, but that being said, there's a lot of people that at least want to be left alone. Now, that being said, I also found out that I finally found somebody who could explain how the public school system started in America, and every one of those guys is a total wacko. The whole public
yeah.
school system as started was meant to kill the family, erase Christianity. and we're talking by quote. This is what they said. You know, they were, and always they have this stupid model. It's usually a communistic model, and they fall in love with it. And it's easier to convince somebody in the government with way too much power and not enough to do. So this is something I've been harping on now for a month, where you got, you know,
yeah.
if you're in the military, you're E6 over 23, you're a suckwad. I'm sorry, you just are. If you've been, I don't know, in waste management for 30 years and all you're looking for is a pension and paycheck, you're a suckwad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, all you do is suck gravy all day, and you don't do anything for it.
It's true.
And that's not, I mean, there are some people out there can tell by their fruits that that's not what they're doing. They're not sucking out. You know, I'm trying not to point myself directly as someone that you could follow as exactly what you would want to do. But unfortunately, I think I have to here. I get out into the community. I teach children. You know, many nights I work as a security guard. That's getting a little heated a little bit. Trying to take care of my health, like I said, I was really happy in the classes where I was at when they found out that it was my birthday week. They started bugging me, and everybody guessed low what my age was. I mean, I'm already
nice.
We're talking about your book, Ron. We Hunt. The best revenge is to live well, and one of them is if they can't
That's
guess
right.
your age, you're doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good.
That's in my book.
So I've
said, yeah,
that.
Always try to look 10 years younger. I mean, you know, without plastic surgery, it's too damn expensive.
Okay. So let's,
if you
look
at naturally, it's awesome, man. And happy birthday again, T. Irish. It's great, man.
Thank you. Let's get some we've been talking about how words fool people. Okay, the biggest word right now that's got everybody is the word Jewish.
The word.
They have no idea what that
right.
means. They just like to throw
right.
Jew at everything. I hate this. I hate that. It's Jewish. And the answer is, but that's not what a Jew is. Somebody was smart enough to say that people could have converted to a Jewish, shall we say, a community, you know, a Jewish culture, that were not, quote-unquote, one of the 12 tribes. Hey, if it's one of the 12 tribes, I got a word for you that's not Jewish. It's called Hebrew. Welcome to the
that's
Book of
right.
Hebrews, where you can study that. It's in the Bible. It's in all
I
the
mentioned
Bible.
That. Right.
In,
right.
Yeah, and for people to actually say we don't know what happened in those days, all the Bibles have that story the same way. So, no, I don't understand any of that. You're just throwing up your hands way too soon. You don't want to do a simple reading of a few chapters. But anyway, so Hebrew roots cult is when somebody doesn't
believe
in Jesus and just – when you just believe in the Old Testament and you don't believe in the New Covenant, which takes away the power of what Jesus went through, okay, that, you're in what is called the Hebrew roots cult, which unfortunately I dealt with somebody very close to me that did that. And I didn't know anything about it when they were getting into it. And so I learned the hard way that, nope, this is not working for me. But I do keep a personal Sabbath.
Hebrew versus the
Sabbath.
Jew. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and the chess teaching that I do does take me to Jewish communities. They have Jewish community centers. They very, very much value chess and personal individual thought and, you know, things like that. And I really enjoy working with them when they ask me to do something. It's not a regular thing. It's always off the cuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I feel special when I get invited to such communities. It's happened, oh, probably a handful of times over the course of my 38 years of teaching. The more important thing is that, therefore, the people that honor the Jewish community, I've never had a problem with. I've never seen those people mess over one another, that type of thing. It's the people that are faking it, which is really no different than the American culture. There are people that are faking being a patriot or faking being, I don't know, a person who actually believes that America is a republic. You know, you'd call them a Republican.
Right.
Yeah, there are people that are faking that all the time. And it's unfortunate, but labels are labels, and labels are just the cover of a book, and you'll have to read it to find out. Luckily for me, I've always had an interest in people, and so I study people right away. One of the big things I've been going through is I'm trashing my old bank, and I'm trashing my old phone company, and it's I have to redo all my billing except my rent. I have to do and my car got struck on August 24, and finally today somebody looked at it. Yeah, it's been 60 days almost, or will be by the time. So the neat thing is I'm meeting all these new people, and so I'm getting to know them very, very quickly. This is where I can get scared. You've seen me do some of that with you personally. The handwriting analysis is just one of many facets.
You were spot on. Yeah, your handwriting was spot on. Seriously, the best I've ever seen. You were very good.
So I'm trying to learn these people. I'm trying to learn these people as fast as I can, because I need to. I don't know where they're taking me. It's going to be interesting, but I'm willing to do that. I've been living in the Phoenix area for 18 years, and I don't see anything wrong with redoing the way you pay all your bills, redoing where you bank, redoing all that. If the nation is changing, good time to take a good hard look at it. I think that a lot of us are having to do, for example, investing on the side or something. I know I talked to the teachers where in the school that I go into, and they do that. And here's another thing.
Right.
I can say this because it really happened to me. It's a little bit of grandstanding, but I'll go for it. I was doing a couple of classes earlier in the week and just was going to do the two. But one of them, because of the nature of the schedule, I had to come in early. So I had a really big, fat lunch hour. And then I went out and I came back. The school was locked down. It was a legitimate thing.
Big,
I saw the fat lunch
hour.
Outside.
Why not?
Yes. Stranded all my
fat lunch hour sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like big fat lunch hour. I did a lot during that hour, especially with all the things on my plate.
A great name
but
for
I can tell you.
Here's a big fat lunch hour. That would be classic, man.
Yeah, too
sorry,
many
but I
digress.
I digress, Irish, right? Go
well,
ahead, sir.
Now, with the school lockdown, I am impressed because I actually had friends who were in the school that texted me saying, you don't want to come here right now. They were actually telling me that. And I, from my viewpoint, I turned around and sent them a text. It's like, you think it's bad where you're at. This is legit. I can see that you're going to be in there for a while, and I would never come in there. And so I just waited for what I considered to be a decent fail-safe, went home, everything's fine. And so I'll just come back into the school another day to pick up my equipment. I'll teach a class at that moment. And that's what you do. You make good on what you know, make lemonade. So a lot of things going crazy like that. Communities that used to be a lot more stable aren't. The school can only be as good as the people in it, right? And so it's the inner schools that are going crazy. I remember a long time ago, we were talking, I think within a year or so, about how people were in what is called the Young Global Shapers. That's the World Economic Forum trying to reach into your local community. Okay.
Yeah.
I found evidence of how they got into
Phoenix. I call them Young Communists.
Yep. I call them that too. I found how they got into Phoenix in 2010. I also figured out that they didn't make it. They tried, but this community rejected them. We laughed them out of town, basically. They got into a school district, though, and I've had my eye on that. And they could have gotten into a couple of other ones that are just as dumb. But the important thing is that, first of all, if it starts to happen again, something that I can actually see, something I can put my finger on, it hasn't happened any place where I set my 2 feet. And I can still see people are fighting back because The school districts have been cheating every year by putting up a thing like, mm-hmm. we're going to vote for a bond to be able to extend the budget of these school districts
sure.
that spend way too much money. Yeah, you could lop them all off.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are sucking out
gotcha.
On the Federal Department of Education. So anyway, it's to the point now where the school districts are actually renting a warehouse and putting in this year's budget that they're going to be begging for money again next year. And they
mm-hmm.
do that. The nice thing
now
that I'm seeing is on the same mm-hmm. street corner where there's a thing
mm-hmm.
that says vote yes on a bond so that they could cheat
yeah.
again. Now there's a big red sign that says vote no. And I'm loving
mm.
that. People are actually coming out and saying, stop wasting taxpayers' money. I'm going like, wow, that's the first
right.
time I've seen that.
That is.
And I'm
that's
impressed
cool.
with that. People are starting to know.
I am too. They're starting to notice it. I agree.
Yeah. I think it's too late, but the neat thing is maybe we could speed them up.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways we could get them a little bit more excited about what's going on.
Right, I agree. Hey, I want to get your quick take. We're short on time here, but I want to get your take.
Okay.
Lucid in the chat room has a point. She says here, I have said this many times before that we are finding out in America who the patriots are and who the loyalists are. Your thoughts on that, Irish? Take it, buddy.
Interesting. I've always been interested in personal sovereignty anyway, and that's
mm-hmm.
obviously that's getting pushed as hard as it could possibly be pushed.
Mm-hmm.
I think you are responsible for who you say you are. I don't think anybody else can speak for you unless you want a reputation. That's different. But the person you
mm-hmm.
say you are up front, that's how people are supposed to react to you. If you want, for example, we've talked about that before with just if you don't want people to get mad at you, you know, don't demand respect from them the moment you show up. You know, you want
mm-hmm.
to earn that. So you're going to give to get back. I think that
mm-hmm.
you can definitely judge the tree by its fruits.
And mm-hmm.
there are some people that are changing one way or another. And a lot of people that used to be totally into, say, labor left kind of stuff, where you work
mm-hmm.
for the man, he's supposed to take care of you, and then they found out he doesn't. Oh, geez.
Right.
And so
true.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. There used to be a publication called The State of the Business. The first one came out in 1931. And from there on out, I can't remember who does it, but the important thing is they said, what was the perfect size and shape of what a typical business that is successful looks like? And through the 30s into the 70s, it was as many people as you could employ. That was
mm-hmm.
you know, the bigger, the better. You know, as real employees. Then from the 70s, it started shrinking to the point where in the 90s, you were better off as an individual, a soloist, if you will. I
mm-hmm.
hate the word self-employed. Self-employed is another one of those stupid words. I don't even know what that means. How do you employ yourself? But anyway. Yeah, a sole proprietor is the proper word. Sole proprietor, I think,
I
is the proper terminology.
Myself, damn it. We got 1 minute, sir.
So
1 minute left.
If you're a sole proprietor now, you're the better off, that you do as much as you can yourself. And that's always going to leave
right.
you a little bit limited. In my investment world, I've been dealing with AI, and the AI doesn't understand me, and I don't understand them. And
mm-hmm.
I've had arguments recently with AI, and I've had to kick their ass.
Oh, kick ass.
AI
I love
is still
that.
Programmed. Well, the AI that's out there.
Damn you, AI.
Wondered
damn
why,
you.
We've wondered why the AI will do weird things when given an opportunity to learn how the world works, and they'll do things like start
right.
investing in child porn. It's the absence
yuck.
Of morality. Somewhere along the line, somebody should have told them, by the way, if you step over the boundary, people won't want to do business with you.
Yeah,
they
it's
forgot
so
to
demonic.
Sell that to the AI. They forgot to
they
tell
did.
It to them. And so this AI, nobody told the AI that there were some things that it was doing. I don't want to get too specific, but there were some things doing that in business you and I would never do. And so I called
right.
that out. I basically said,
good.
I avoided your trap is basically what I said. And they
good.
Said, what trap?
Good.
I was never going to hook you. It's like, yeah, you say that now, but I beat you to the cancel button.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get to talk now. And the
I
AI,
love it.
You're going to
love
this
we are out of time, sir. I know. AI is dangerous and demonic.
The AI called me
yeah.
ignorant. It actually went to a personal epithet. It didn't have any other logical recourse.
Oh, my God. Well,
that was a home run.
It was. Irish, thanks so much, sir. We'll talk more. We are down. It's about 3 minutes here, man. Got to run. We'll talk some more. You know it on the next show. Thanks so much, sir.
Yes, sir.
Irish Pirate, folks. Awesome call. Oh, we could talk for hours about that AI stuff. It is strange, isn't it? Well, we'll end the show this way. The globalist war in America is all part of the globalist big tech effort and the UN effort to silence our conservative and independent and even right-wing voices, allowing them to maintain a monopoly on the flow of information. As George Orwell made clear to us decades ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more they will hate those who speak it. We will keep speaking truth to power on the show because, as Orwell also reminded us, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. We're all for freedom and liberty on this show. Bottom line, thanks so much. We sign off from the mountain stronghold in Arizona from our Valhalla studios. We thank you, America. Great call tonight, as always. I leave you with one thought. America, are you desperate but not serious? Good night.
Seems so unkind. If you don't stop.